You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, October the 28th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Well, it is quite a story. And President Trump gave a press conference talking about how Baghdadi, this is not a rapper, this is a vicious terrorist. He has a long list of people that they have viciously killed, from Western captives to a captured pilot that they burned alive in a cage, not to mention the fact all the different beheadings and things. But of course, we do have allies that do that on a regular basis in Saudi Arabia. Nevertheless, let's hope that this guy is dead. The question is, was he dead before, as many people have suggested? This doesn't look nearly as phony, at least yet, as a story about Osama bin Laden being killed by Barack Obama. However, there are some questions that are being raised, especially about the Washington Post. The trending Twitter hashtag WAPO death notices. And we'll take a look at the real obituary of the Democrats and the Washington Post especially. So it's going to be interesting to take a look at the reactions of various people. A lot of similarities to what we saw in the aftermath of the Osama bin Laden raid. I'm going to go back and review that as to 10 reasons why I don't believe that Osama bin Laden was killed in that raid. And so we're going to talk about that, talk about why we should always be skeptical of what we're being told from Washington, regardless of who is in the White House. You know, President Trump himself can be deceived. We had Mike Pompeo suggesting last week, well, you know, he said he's going to take troops out of Syria, but he always, it takes a while for him. He makes these announcements, and then we talk to him, and he absorbs fact and data from us, and then he typically comes around. And, of course, we also have the Army coming out telling us that climate apocalypse is coming. And this is going to be justification for expanded operation by the U.S. military. In the Arctic, of course, right? Because that's going to be about the only place that they can go. Yeah, there's a lot of natural resources there. They need to have a reason to go there. But the guy who wrote this, the 52-page report, commissioned, I should say, he didn't write it. No single individual writes these types of reports. But he commissioned it. He was the Army Chief of Staff, General Mark Milley. He's now been promoted to chair the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The guy who's telling us that the, again, producing a 52-page report to tell us that climate change is the greatest threat that we face moving forward. We should always question what the Pentagon and the CIA are telling us about everything. And, of course, one of the key issues that he points out is that we're going to have a collapse of the U.S. power grid within the next 20 years. I don't know if it'll be a collapse. It will be maybe a destruction, as we see happening in California, take it apart bit by bit. And, of course, it has already happened in California. They're saying these kind of blackouts. Now you've got massive fires that are raging. Incredibly strong winds that are going, and this was in spite of the fact that they shut the power grid down. And they're going to shut the power grid down for millions more. It is threatening areas in Los Angeles. The 405 freeway, which is one of the most heavily trafficked roads, has been shut down because of these fires. California, I think the new state motto is going to go from Eureka to a state of emergency. And a lot of this is really the mandates of the climate change panic that has been sown by the Democrats, shutting down the power grid, not investing in a power infrastructure, not even after doing massive subsidies of solar power, not even building the infrastructure to connect that solar power to the grid. And so we're going to be talking about what happened in California as well, but we're going to take a look real quickly, right after the break. We're going to take a look at the official story. We're going to look at the Washington Post death notices. And we're going to look at our long history of wag the dog type of things. Does this fall in that category? We'll see. Stay with us.
Welcome back to NPR here today. I'm Wilbur Snakely, and I just want you to know that when you hear the intro to the show and it's the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation, don't look into the 1920s and 30s documents where they said that to be free from war, we must end the family and masculinity, and that we must put chemicals in the food and water to make the men subservient and the women infertile. A real terrorist, Alex Jones, has been on air with that gravelly, evil male voice telling you to look into how iodine's good for your body and essential, and how fluoride's bad. Listen, that's a conspiracy theory, okay? There's no medical journals, there's no facts. You need fluoride. Just drink extra fluoride, and then you don't have to think anymore, and just go to sleep when I talk to you real soft like this.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, October 28th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the Baghdadi story. Has ISIS been beheaded? Let's hope so. Has Baghdadi been bagged? This guy has got a name like a bad rapper, doesn't he? But he is a bad dude. These guys have committed many, many atrocities. But we're going to take a look at the official story. We're going to take a look at the connections between Baghdadi and Barack Obama and the Pentagon and the CIA. Interesting how there's a lot of connections between these individuals, just like there was a lot of connections to the CIA and the Bush family to Osama bin Laden. And so we're going to ask, is there any connection to this raid and the what I believe is a phony story about the death of bin Laden? Also kind of interesting, I think, how as Admiral McRaven, who was the one who supposedly led and planned the raid that took out bin Laden, as he came out last week talking about how imperative it was for the sake of the country to take down President Trump. And you had other people hailing him as not only a hero, but the guy that ought to really be put in to run for the Democrat nomination. Because the field is so incredibly weak that just a few days later, we have kind of the Osama bin Laden raid part two. Now, it could be true. Time will tell, I think. But let's go back and review the history of what's going on with this. But first, the official story. Guys, get ready with video clip number two. We have the, as President Trump said, the thug who tried so hard to intimidate others spent his last moments in utter fear, in total panic and dread, terrified of American forces bearing down on him. As Politico put it, the death of Baghdadi, long considered the most wanted man in the world, came amid weeks of debate in Washington about the U.S.'s role in Syria after President Trump decided that he would remove troops from the area. After years of rare and unconfirmed sightings, Baghdadi resurfaced in an unverified video in April, rallying his followers in Iraq and Syria following the group's loss of its so-called caliphate. Now, this is interesting because, as we'll see, the Russians who have cast aspersions on this narrative, even after President Trump thanked them for helping with this, the Russians had claimed that they'd gotten him a couple of years ago. So we'll take a look at that as well. Trump listed some of the group's victims. An Iraqi minority group against whom it committed genocidal mass murder. The Jordanian fighter pilot burned alive in a cage after his plane crashed in ISIS territory, and the American hostages, Jim Foley, Stephen Sotloff, Peter Kasig, and Kayla Mueller, who died in the group's custody. Ben Sass, as we'll see, this is history repeating itself. It is tremendous news that the U.S. has ended Baghdadi's bloody jihad, said Ben Sass. But then immediately he and others began warning about letting up the pressure. We saw the same thing happen. after Osama bin Laden was killed. Oh, that just underscores the fact that we've got to stay there longer, they always say. As Americans celebrate this victory, said Ben Sasse, we must remain clear-eyed that this is no time to let off the gas. Baghdadi is gone, but another animal will take his place as ISIS works to regroup. And just to remind us that I'm not the only one who sees parallels in this, Michael Nagata, retired Army Lieutenant General and a former senior intelligence official, said there are a lot of parallels to be drawn to the impact of Osama bin Laden's death and the raid that allegedly killed him in May of 2011. It's important at the time. It was important at the time, and it had enormous symbolic value. But it was strategically irrelevant, and it is now. He says, that's the trajectory I expect with the impact of Baghdadi's death to follow. So let's play video clip number two. Because, you know, when I heard this first, I heard this little clip, and I thought President Trump was talking about Adam Schiff. Let's play video clip number two.
He died after running into a dead-end tunnel, whimpering and crying and screaming all the way. The compound had been cleared by this time, with people either surrendering or being shot and killed. 11
right,
young
so
children.
I don't know if that
were...
was that could be that could be what happens to the Trump impeachment investigation. It may actually go the way of this Baghdadi raid with these people trapped in a dead end investigation, crying and whimpering like a trapped dog. President Trump said he'd known about the plans for the mission for 3 days, adding that he did not notify congressional leaders out of fear of leaks. He said a leak could have caused the death of all of them. And let's play that clip from President Trump, video clip number 11, as he was asked point blank, and Nancy Pelosi is very concerned about the fact that she wasn't notified and consulted on this. And President Trump explained why. Video clip 11.
Yes, ma'am. No, I didn't. I didn't do that. I wanted to make sure this kept secret. I don't want to have men lost and women. I don't want to have people lost.
And have you notified the congressional leaders about this, Pelosi?
We've notified some. Others are being notified now as I speak. We were going to notify them last night, but we decided not to do that because Washington leaks like I've never seen before. There's no country in the world that leaks like we do. And Washington is a leaking machine. And I told my people we will not notify them until our great people are out. Not just in, but out. I don't want to have them greeted with fire peril like you wouldn't believe. So we were able to get in. It was top secret. It was kept. There were no leaks, no nothing. The only people that knew were the few people that I dealt with.
All right, so we're going to take a look at, is this really kind of the way that this happened with the fabled Osama bin Laden raid back in 2011? Before we do, real quickly, I mean, who, again, is this guy? Just to lay out for you, as Daily Mail points out, he's one of the most wanted men in both the U.S. and Europe. His call to arms in 2014 followed his release from an Iraqi prison by Barack Obama. And that was followed shortly, his release from prison was followed shortly after by the rise of ISIS. And what he did was he carried out a different strategy than Al-Qaeda had been doing. They decided that instead of trying to plan mass casualty attacks, he would do smaller scale acts of violence that'd be harder to prevent. And so, as some people have totaled up the results of these attacks in the U.S. and Europe, small ones. They have come up with a total of 140 terror attacks in 29 countries other than Iraq and Syria. This would be in Western countries for the most part, resulting in the deaths of at least 2,043 people. So that's not even counting the pilot that they burned alive in the cage or the other Westerners that they beheaded. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said there were two minor injuries to U.S. soldiers after Trump indicated that a U.S. canine was injured. The story that is told is that they were chasing him down a tunnel. The dogs were chasing him. He was fleeing with three of his children, and then he exploded a suicide vest taking his life and the three children, and presumably at least injuring one of the dogs. And as President Trump said, the cave collapsed. They were not able to retrieve anything other than positive evidence that this was him. So we can't get any pictures or anything else like that as well. So the narrative again is that he detonated a suicide vest as U.S. Army special ops were closing in. And two minor injuries to U.S. soldiers and a canine that was injured. You know, as we come back, we're going to take a look at the way the Washington Post reported this. And I just hope that perhaps the Washington Post is still being delivered throughout Washington to the Pentagon and other places. Because if you look at this, regardless of what happened there, the fact that the Washington Post would essentially lionize this guy. And we'll talk about what they did. The headlines that they've changed three times are nothing compared to what they actually wrote in the article about this guy.
Please listen to this information because it can save your life and it can save the life of others. There couldn't be more critical information for your physical body. God's more important when it comes to your soul, but this is most important when it comes to your body. If people didn't know that you put motor oil in a car's oil container to lube the engine, they might be able to be conned and think you put salt water in it, but it would seize up the engine pretty much instantly. Well, if they put fluoride in the human body, it causes cancer, dumbs us down, and destroys fertility. If you put the good halogen in the body, high-quality iodine, it's like putting good, high-quality motor oil in the car that's supposed to run on it. It's that simple. Find out about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com and find out why the globalists hope that you do not research this information. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you do, research iodine deficiency. It's the key to everything. And then go and take advantage of the 60% off combo with our two different types of high-quality iodine and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. If there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled over, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get two bottles of that Living Defense.
It's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and Living Defense is over-the-top good. It is now an admitted fact. Fluoride added to the water has caused tens of millions of Americans to be brain damaged and to have infertility and low IQs. And it doesn't matter if the Journal of American Medical Association comes out and says it's terrible. Still, the cities put it in the water because the ruling globalists want you and your family poisoned and stupid. And they sure don't want you to know about the good halogen, iodine, that absolutely increases IQ and fertility and makes life so wonderful and opens up your consciousness, your mind, everything. Thank God. Thank God. I discovered this 8 years ago. Of course, the enemy knows all about it, and they hope you don't discover it. They hope you just roll over and die. So whatever you do, don't visit InfoWarsStore.com and get 60% off right now on the Wake Up the World to the Iodine Conspiracy Combo. 60% off with X2 and X3 together with your bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Whatever you do, don't go to InfoWarsStore.com. Just give up, America. Give up, Christians. Drink your fluoride and die. Give in to Satan. Give in.
InfoWars presents Alex Jones.
In August of 2019, JAMA, or the Journal of the American Medical Association, the most prestigious, came out and said, oh my gosh, just a little bit of fluoride in the water causes lowered IQs, massive infertility, and a lot of babies die in the womb, and it causes cancer. That was just one of thousands of studies admitting this. You know, it's illegal to have even one part per billion in the water in places like California unless it's part of adding fluoride. And then they have a waiver and can add thousands of deadly chemicals to your water because the liberals love you and they want to sexualize your children. So whatever you do, drink lots of fluoride and don't get the thing that counters it, iodine, at InfoWarsStore.com. Drink fluoride and die. Drink fluoride, dirty Americans, and roll over. Do not visit InfoWarsStore.com and get high-quality iodine to counter it. No, roll over and die, dirty Americans.
InfoWars.com/show. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We don't even want it in the White House anymore. That was President Trump talking about the Washington Post and the New York Times. Said he was going to cancel all government subscriptions to both of those papers. Hopefully not until people have seen the headlines that just came out of the Washington Post. That'll make sure that everybody is in agreement with President Trump's decision. And, of course, he said at the end of the week last week, he said it'll save taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars. To which I have to ask, why are we spending hundreds of thousands of dollars buying papers from anybody, especially these people? It's absolutely insane, but it's about time that it's stopped. The Times and the Post are not delivered to the White House on Thursday. The impact is going to be significant for these two struggling papers, struggling financially. Of course, the Washington Post itself has access to unlimited funds from Jeff Bezos. It was a very shrewd political move by Jeff Bezos to get leverage in Washington. The $250 million that he paid for the declining Washington Post, this chump change to Jeff Bezos, as I pointed out last year, just looking at his stock appreciation alone with Amazon, that amounted to about 3.5 days worth of income for him, according to around the time that he bought it. So would you buy a newspaper that could give you leverage with the bureaucracy because everybody's reading it in government because they get taxpayer paid subscriptions to it? And because it is considered to be so venerable by all the political establishment? I mean, you don't want to be criticized by the Washington Post in Washington. It's a very long institution. I mean, even going back to the early 20th century. You had a very famous march by John Philip Sousa, the Washington Post, which you would all recognize the tune, even if you really aren't into John Philip Sousa marches. You've heard this enough times that you would recognize it. And so it is an institution. To be able to get it for that amount of money was a pretty shrewd move. But, of course, Jeff Bezos has made enough of an enemy with President Trump and other people that even though he had the Washington Post, and even though he had Mad Dog Mattis and his assistant, and this is one of the things I'm surprised that the conservative press hasn't brought up, as Mad Dog Mattis has been criticizing President Trump. I've brought it up at the time. I brought it up when Mad Dog Mattis was being lauded by President Trump before he was fired, before he began to criticize President Trump. I said, look at what's going on with this Jedi contract. Yeah, that's what they called it. Joint something, but it was basically putting all of the Pentagon's eggs in one cyber basket where it could be hacked. That's the whole idea behind this. Shrewd move, Pentagon. And the fight was, who was going to host that database? Was it going to be hosted by Amazon? They already are hosting CIA stuff. Or was it going to be some other competitor? And the leading competitor was Microsoft. Well, last week, we had the announcement, and I guess we could call it President Trump's Revenge of the Jedi. It went to Microsoft. But Microsoft has cultivated very, 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 very close ties to DARPA and to the Pentagon. As a matter of fact, it is Microsoft that was chosen by DARPA to be the watchguard of our elections. They're going to count the votes coming up in 2020. That shouldn't concern you at all, should it? You know, electronic voting and how anybody can hack into it. So we got the Pentagon and Microsoft are going to make sure that we got an honest vote total from our electronic voting. They call it Election Guard, and it's going to be exactly the opposite of that. It's going to guard the election in the same way the Patriot Act was patriotic. And, of course, the other project near and dear to the heart of the military-industrial complex, censorship, And Microsoft was part of that as well with NewsGuard. Oh, yes, we're going to give a check mark to certain institutions so you can believe everything that they say. And other press outlets like InfoWars, oh, they don't get a check mark, so don't believe anything that they say. And, of course, the Washington Post gets a check mark from Microsoft and the Pentagon establishment. And then they come out with this headline in the wake of the news from President Trump that a raid has taken down Baghdadi. The Washington Post put up three different headlines. First, they described him as terrorist in chief. Then they changed it to austere religious scholar. At that point, everybody started trolling them on Twitter. And then after all the trolls, they went back to extremist leader. He's an extremist leader. Can't say that he's an Islamic extremist. Can't call him a jihadi, even though he was an Islamic cleric. And a religious scholar, by the way, you know. I guess maybe some of these people who got offended by that were people who keep telling us Islam is a religion of peace. So how could this guy be a scholar of Islam? I just don't understand that. I mean, but a lot of people are looking at this and commenting, an austere religious scholar? Journalism is dead. Yeah, democracy dies in lies, doesn't it? It also dies when you have the darkness of censorship. And then what was even more shocking than these multiple headlines from the Washington Post was what was actually in it. They acknowledged that he led the group with, quote, shocking brutality. But they focused most of their obituary on his academic achievements. And that's why it makes total sense to go back and change that to the fact that he was an austere religious scholar of that religion of peace. Right. One of the things that they said in the body, which is even worse than the headline, the man who had become the founding leader of the world's most brutal terrorist group spent his early adult years as an obscure academic, aiming for a quiet life as a professor of Islamic law. Acquaintances would remember him as a shy, nearsighted youth who liked soccer. preferably played with the heads of people that he'd cut off. And they actually tweeted out a thing saying, look, here's our, during the World Cup, here's our soccer ball. It's made out, it's covered in skin. I mean, seriously. Yeah, he liked soccer a lot. But he preferred to spend his time at the local mosque, writes the Washington Post. And so you have people like Greg Gutfeld on Twitter say, from now on to the end of time, whenever the Washington Post analyzes President Trump's words, please remind them that they once described a mass-murdering, serial rapist, ISIS ghoul as, quote, an austere religious scholar. You had former press secretary Sean Spicer took time off from Dancing with the Stars to say, stop and read this and think about it. Last night, a ruthless, brutal terrorist who threatened our country, responsible for the death of American citizens, was described as an austere religious scholar by the Washington Post. And then you had people pouring on the withering satire on Twitter. Adolf Hitler. He had the hashtag Washington Post, death notices, WAPO death notices. And so all these people are putting in famous villains from history. Adolf Hitler, passionate community planner, dynamic public speaker, dies at 56. Or this one, Witch of the West, pioneering female aviator, dead at 480. Darth Vader, noted single father, brilliant inventor, pod racing enthusiast, passionate spiritual leader, dead at 45 from electrical malfunction. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now, what I'm about to say is incredibly obvious, and I'm not talking down to any of the viewers or any of the listeners. I'm just stating the facts. I own a chainsaw. I've had it since I was in college. And it's a great, good old chainsaw, and I've used it probably 500 times. But a few times I've forgotten to oil it, and it seizes up really quick, and I feel like an idiot for not oiling it. Now, imagine if somebody told me to put let's say, super glue in the oil container on it, it would seize up forever. But only an evil person would do that. Well, fluoride's like putting super glue in a chainsaw. It's going to make it seize up. And that's why they put it in the water. And they admit they're doing it to hurt you and your family. Yes, they're really evil. Iodine is like putting oil in the chainsaw to help with the gasoline and lubrication. It's that simple. I know you understand this, but let's warn other people before it's too late. It's part of the iodine conspiracy. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com and take action against the globalist.
Carbon's everywhere on this planet. It's almost like we're carbon-based life forms.
Again, I'm not talking down to the InfoWars audience, but I've been banging my head against a wall for a long time on this, and I'm talking about fluoride, and I'm talking about iodine. Now, if you have a boat, a motorboat, let's say an old Glastron boat, and you want to take it on the lake, you've got to have a lake to put it in. If you're a human being, you've got to have oxygen to live. Okay, it's the same thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the bad halogen is fluoride. That's why in every Western nation, they put it in the water. They're going to teach us Christians to lay down and die. The Chi-Coms don't put it in the water. They'd execute you if you did that. They put iodine in the water because it's the good halogen and increases fertility and lifespan and intelligence and everything else. So again, learn about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com. We have all the documents and articles linked. And then get good iodine for yourself because the globalists are fighting to make sure you don't. Again, get iodine at InfoWarsStore.com. Here are the facts. Iodine raises IQ and across the board makes you more healthy in thousands of top studies, including the American Medical Journal. Every type of fluoride lowers IQ, massively increases cancer, and destroys fertility. That's the facts. Learn about the iodine conspiracy. And then once you've learned about it, protect yourself and your family. The reason I'm so hot on this is the globalists put the fluoride in the water while making sure we don't get the iodine. In China, they put the iodine in the water and ban the fluoride because they've already got their people under their control. The globalists are targeting us here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, experience iodine and BioTruth Selenium that goes with it together. And then once you see the great results, warn others. This is the Achilles heel of the globalist. It's a win-win situation. The only way you lose is not taking action. Take action now.
Hello, today on All Things Considered, I'm Wilbur Snakely, here to tell you all that there's been a lot of conspiracy theories out there that fluoride in your water is hurting you. Now, sure, the Journal of American Medical Association admits that it's causing some cancer and massive brain damage and infertility, but after all, isn't there too many people? That's right. Drink the fluoride. Don't visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the good halogen, I mean the bad halogen, iodine. Don't give it to yourself, your husband, your wife, your children. Just drink the fluoride and plunge into subservience to us. We don't want to compete with you. Just drink the fluoride. Don't learn about how deadly it is, and whatever you do, don't support Alex Jones. Remember, I'm speaking with a soft voice, so I'm a liberal. Oh, and let NAMBLA have access to your children, huh?
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Yeah, hashtag WAPO death notices. And one person who's not excited about this is Nancy Pelosi. You just can't please her, you know? She wants us to stay in Syria forever. We should never leave there. And even when you get Baghdadi, according to President Trump, she's still not pleased about that. And the Washington Post, I mean, let's not leave this these death notices just too quickly. I mean, it is perfect what we have seen on Twitter, as we heard people parroting the Washington Post as they described him as an austere religious scholar. You know, that religion of peace? That's really what it was. Or then changed it after a lot of criticism and parody, changed it to extremist leader. Yeah, let's not call him, an Islamic jihadi terrorist, because, you know, we had H.R. McMaster ban that term when he took over after the criminal actions to remove General Flynn that are now coming to light. They put in place H.R. McMaster, and one of the first things he did was he said, we are not going to use the term Islamic terror. And we're not going to talk about Islamic extremism or Islamic jihadis or any, none of that. None of that. And of course, you notice that in no version of the Washington Post headline do they link this guy with as being an Islamic scholar, right? He's just an austere religious scholar. Of what religion, we don't know. Probably Christianity. You know, he probably worked at Chick-fil-A or something, right? And so you have people making fun of this, we wouldn't ever want to link him to Islam as his religion that justified everything they wanted to do, even though this organization, ISIS, was trying to set up an Islamic state. And all of these people who hate even the mere idea that somebody who works for the government could even be a Christian, no coach, no teacher, certainly not any judge, should ever be a Christian. That should be disqualifying for them. And they have absolutely no problem supporting Islam all the time when Islam is, by definition, a merger of religion and government. Always has been, always will be. And he was right about that. Is it a jihad? And we're told, it's just a struggle. No, it's actually a war. That was what was going on, the Syrian war. But as people were making fun of Washington Post, they were putting up with hashtag WAPO death notices. Here's another one. Big bad wolf, lung capacity legend, and bacon enthusiast, dead at 6. It just goes on and on. Hannibal Lecter, well-known forensic psychiatrist and food connoisseur, dead at 81. Another Washington Post death notice. Another one for Darth Vader. Darth Vader, disabled single father of 2, passes away. And it goes on and on. Osama bin Laden, father of 23, killed in a home invasion. Thanos, a passionate advocate of population controls to save the earth, dies at over 1,000 years old. And it never stops. These are this is the Washington Post, the organization that President Trump was criticizing at the end of the week last week for being fake news and saying we're not going to pay for taxpayers to provide papers to people who work for the government. Hundreds of thousands of dollars wasted on the Washington Post and New York Times paper subscriptions being sent to government employees. And so in response, what the Washington Post did, they came out and said, regarding our al-Baghdadi obituary, the headline should never have read that way, and we changed it quickly. Oh, really? Really, as Jesse Kelly pointed out, he said, it didn't read that way. It was written that way. A complete abdication of responsibility for editorial choice, said Jonathan Adler. Yeah, when you look at that, I mean, it's like, well, you know, mistakes were made, but not by us. I don't know really who made that mistake. How many people had to okay that for the headline to go through there? Who wrote the obituary? I mean, the obituary itself was worse than the headline. I just read you some excerpts from that. And I guess the problem is that they've, as one person said in a comment, they've been calling these people moderate rebels for so long, they just can't get away from that, right? I mean, we've heard that all along. Talked about that last week. Al-Nusra and these other people. Even our beloved Kurds. Marxist-Leninists who are killing Christians in the area. There are no moderates over there. Let's just understand that. There are shifting alliances. When they're on our side, we can call them moderate. Can't call them good guys, you know, but they're moderately bad. They're just moderately bad. Nancy Pelosi, very upset about President Trump. And again, as I played that clip for you, he said, no, I didn't tell her. I wanted to make sure this was kept secret. I didn't want to have men and women lose their lives talking about how Washington leaks. And so then as Nancy Pelosi is demanding a briefing on all of this, She says, the House must be briefed on this raid, which the Russians, but not top congressional leadership, were notified of in advance in the administration's overall strategy in the region. Our military and allies deserve strong, smart, strategic leadership from Washington. Well, the Russians, I'm not really sure what the Russians were told. But again, you've got MSNBC and others immediately jumping into this with more Russia, Russia, Russia stuff. While the Russians are saying, we don't even believe this raid happened. Pelosi went on to commend the U.S. military for carrying out the raid, but didn't mention President Trump at all. This is reported by the Washington Times. She said, however, the death of ISIS leader does not mean the death of ISIS. A common theme from the stay forever people. You know, you got the never Trumpers, and then you got the never leavers. Who never want to leave that area. When I looked at this, I thought, well, it's kind of interesting. You know, if President Trump can pull off a raid and the army can do something like that, maybe we should pay attention to that raid that failed just across the American border, very close to the American border in Mexico. Remember El Chapo's son? Remember how a large military convoy captured him or stumbled on him? Firefight, they captured him, and then the reinforcements came. And after a very long, protracted battle to get out of there alive, they had to hand over El Chapo's son. Now, we can't use American military to do anything about that. But we can go 7,000 miles away, and we can go after Baghdadi. But we can't do anything about the terrorists that are just across that imaginary line, according to the Democrats. And it is an imaginary line. There is nothing that protects the border from these drug cartels. And the violence in Mexico is far worse than the violence in Syria. And the media's silence about that is deafening. Deafening. Why can't the American military be used to take out the heads of these vicious drug cartels if they are, in fact, taking out the head of ISIS? And why can't we protect the American border instead of the Syrian-Turkish border? No talk of that at all, from Democrats or Republicans. And so the question is, as Nancy Pelosi is upset about the fact that she wasn't told, Adam Schiff wasn't told, did Obama notify Congress, or the intelligence committees in particular, that the bin Laden raid was happening at the time that it happened? Well, there's a lot to indicate from the New York Times and the Washington Post and from CNN that no, he didn't. Congress was notified of the impending raid by the CIA without White House permission. This is going back to the Obama raid, right? The Department of Justice didn't know. The Attorney General didn't know, according to the New York Times. Given the circumstances, White House lawyers decided the administration would be legally justified when it was Obama and Osama in delaying notification until after the raid. But then they learned that CIA Director Leon Panetta had already briefed several top lawmakers about the Osama bin Laden raid without White House permission. Oh, that was okay. And also that was reported by the New York Times.
Welcome back to NPR here today. I'm Wilbur Snakely, and I just want you to know that when you hear the intro to the show and it's the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation, don't look into the 1920s and 30s documents where they said that to be free from war, we must end the family and masculinity, and that we must put chemicals in the food and water to make the men subservient and the women infertile. A real terrorist, Alex Jones, has been on air with that gravelly, evil male voice telling you to look into how iodine's good for your body and essential, and how fluoride's bad. Listen, that's a conspiracy theory, okay? There's no medical journals. There's no facts. You need fluoride. Just drink extra fluoride, and then you don't have to think anymore and just go to sleep when I talk to you real soft like this.
Please listen to this information because it can save your life and it can save the life of others. There couldn't be more critical information for your physical body. God's more important when it comes to your soul, but this is most important when it comes to your body. If people didn't know that you put motor oil in a car's oil container to lube the engine, they might be able to be conned and think you put salt water in it, but it would seize up the engine pretty much instantly. Well, if they put fluoride in the human body, it causes cancer, dumbs us down, and destroys fertility. If you put the good halogen in the body, high-quality iodine, it's like putting good, high-quality motor oil in the car that's supposed to run on it. It's that simple. Find out about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com and find out why the globalists hope that you do not research this information. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you do, research iodine deficiency. It's the key to everything. And then go and take advantage of the 60% off combo with our two different types of high-quality iodine and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com today. It is now an admitted fact. Fluoride added to the water has caused tens of millions of Americans to be brain damaged and to have infertility and low IQs. And it doesn't matter if the Journal of American Medical Association comes out and says it's terrible. Still, the cities put it in the water because the ruling globalists want you and your family poisoned and stupid. And they sure don't want you to know about the good halogen, iodine, that absolutely increases IQ and fertility and makes life so wonderful and opens up your consciousness, your mind, everything. Thank God. Thank God. I discovered this 8 years ago. Of course, the enemy knows all about it, and they hope you don't discover it. They hope you just roll over and die. So whatever you do, don't visit InfoWarsStore.com and get 60% off right now on the Wake Up the World to the Iodine Conspiracy Combo. 60% off with X2 and X3 together with your bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Whatever you do, don't go to InfoWarsStore.com. Just give up, America. Give up, Christians. Drink your fluoride and die. Give in to Satan. Give in.
Hello here. My name is Baphomet. I work for my father, Lucifer. And he doesn't like the fact that God gave you all families and children. And so we want to tell you something right now, Christian countries. We took control of you over 100 years ago. We've been spiking your water with fluoride to lower your fertility and to hurt you. And it's worked so well, but now because of liability and because of people warning inside the government what's happening, the Journal of American Medical Association and others are admitting what we've done. And it makes me so angry. So whatever you do, just stay in that haze and drink fluoride and give it to your children. And don't visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn about the iodine conspiracy and get 60% off on X2 and X3 together with BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed. Submit to us. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to take a look at the past raids to take out terrorist officials. We're also going to take a look at the movie The Wag the Dog and the remarkable similarities between that and what happened with Bill Clinton as the Monica Lewinsky story happened. Also, the confusion about Baghdadi himself. The Russians believe that they had him. The Americans believe that they had him a couple of different times. So we're going to go back and take a look at that, as well as the connections between McCain and Big Daddy himself. That's right. Yeah, a lot of connections with these people. Osama is Obama, rather. I get them confused for some reason. I don't know. Obama been president, Osama bin Laden. And when Obama was president, they released this guy and a lot of other people from a specific prison. And that was the beginning, surprise, surprise, of ISIS. And then we've had John McCain making many trips to moderate rebels in the area, providing them and not so moderate people. They said whenever the weapons fell in the hands of the immoderate weapon rebels, that it was just an accident or they'd been captured or whatever. They'd never been directly turned over. But we have lots of reports and video that would indicate otherwise. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. We have 40 to 70% off of dozens of InfoWars Life products. And these are products that are natural ingredients. We call them nutraceuticals because they are nutrients that are used like a pharmaceutical would be, except without the dangerous side effects or the high prices. Because now these are normally not anywhere close to the prices of pharmaceutical drugs. Now they're 40 to 70% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Plus free shipping, plus double Patriot points. It'll get you discounts off of future purchases as well. But we call them nutraceuticals because when you look at things like BodEase, it is very well known that things like curcumin and many other substances will have a relieving effect on inflammation in your body. And so what we do is we take these various natural nutrients that have been well documented for helping with particular things, whether it's helping with inflammation or whether it's helping you to get to sleep naturally. We'll combine those together in a product. So BodEase, 50% off, is safe nutraceuticals that will help you to fight inflammation. Knockout is all natural ingredients that will help you to get to sleep. We have BioTrue Selenium, just selenium by itself, and that's key, by itself. It's not synthetic. It's not GMO. It is BioTrue. It's made from a non-GMO source. Everybody needs selenium. This is a way to get it pure. 50% off BioTrue Selenium. Many other products up to 70% off. We have 70% off Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got a lot of preparedness products as well, but all with free shipping and double Patriot points. InfoWarsStore.com. You know, when we look at this raid and the outrage from Nancy Pelosi saying, well, you didn't tell me. You know, I should have been notified. Again, there wasn't any notification with the bin Laden raid. Congress was not notified. Some people were notified, but they were notified not by the White House. White House lawyers said, given the circumstances, the lawyers said the administration did not need to notify them in advance because it put people's lives at risk. The same thing that President Trump said. That was when it was Obama, and that was when it was the New York Times talking about Obama. But they said some congressional leaders were informed by the CIA, by Leon Panetta. He'd already briefed many of them without permission of the Obama White House. CNN at the time said before the Osama bin Laden raid, key members of Congress knew about surveillance of the al-Qaeda leader, and they knew something might be coming, but they didn't have any specific details about when the raid was happening or as it was happening. The Washington Post said Obama called Bush and former President Bill Clinton, as well as senior congressional leaders, before announcing bin Laden's death to the nation. Maybe you want to make sure they got their stories straight. But before he notified everybody, he called specific people, including former presidents. And, of course, he would want to notify the next of kin about Osama bin Laden, and that would include the Bush family. They were so close. I mean, you could say they're brothers from another mother, as a matter of fact. When we go back and look at the connections between Osama bin Laden and the Bush family, just go back to the long history of Tim Osman with the CIA. Yes, that was the name of Osama bin Laden when he was brought over and given a tour of the Pentagon, when he was taken to multiple military bases here in the United States and given weapons demonstrations and so forth. They called him Tim Osman. And, of course, you can see Tim Osman with Zbigniew Brzezinski, Mika's papa. Yeah, that big daddy. back there when they were talking about equipping him with weapons to fight the Soviet Union. Because at that time, the Mujahideen, or as John McCain called them, the Muj, they were the good guys. They were moderate rebels. And we gave them weapons, very sophisticated weapons. And then they turned into bad guys, al-Qaeda. But even as they were blaming them for September 11th, they were giving them preferential treatment and escorting them out of the country right after September 11th. Remember that? But how far back does this go, really? As this article written right after September 11th by Michael Rupert points out, take a look, first of all, at the history of a particular bank, BCCI, used by the legendary Palestinian terrorist known as Abu Nidal. BCCI was closely tied to American and Pakistan intelligence. Its clients included Afghan rebels and the brother of Osama bin Laden, Salim. Salim bin Laden named Houston investment broker James R. Bath as his business representative in Texas right after George W. Bush's father became CIA director in 1976. So that's how far back the connections of the Bushes go to the bin Ladens. Actually, they were already connected at that point, obviously. That's why I say you would want to call George W. and tell him that a close friend of the family has died, right? You would want to give him immediate notice. before you made it public, you notify the next of kin. By 1977, Bath had invested $50,000 into the first business, Arbusto Energy, while Osama bin Laden would soon become a CIA asset. George W. Bush's FBI director, Bob Mueller, there's his name again, Bob Mueller, part of the Justice Department's questionable investigation of BCCI. And again, this article was written back in 2001. Bob Mueller wasn't a household name at that point in time, but he was somebody who was given the helm of the FBI just as 9/11 happened. On BCCI, the bin Ladens and the Bushes, if you want to know more about that, take a look at the books The Outlaw Bank, A Full-Service Bank, and Fortunate Son. Further details of the business and financial relationships between the Bush and bin Laden families are found in Peter Bruton's 1992 book, The Mafia, CIA, and George Bush. This is a long-standing relationship between these guys, right? And so it makes sense that you would notify the Bush family. A few hours after the terrorist attacks, the World Trade Center, the Bush administration concluded without supporting evidence that Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda organization were prime suspects. And then they made sure the family got out. See, that's the pointing the finger at them and then getting them out. And so when we look at this this raid that has just taken out al-Baghdadi, I withhold my judgment for a while. We haven't seen anything yet that is a flaming contradiction to the level that we saw with the Osama bin Laden raid. But here are 10 facts that would prove that the bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax. And again, this is going back to a week after that raid. These facts were put together by one individual, but we've all seen this. Everybody in the world, in terms of intelligence analysts, believed that Osama bin Laden was already dead. And so, you know, when you got Snake Plissken coming back, you want to have a little bit of proof, don't you? Number two, the official narrative of how the raid unfolded completely collapsed within just days of its announcement. First, there had been a 40-minute shootout. Then there was no shootout. Then just one man was armed. Then bin Laden was armed. And then he wasn't armed. And then bin Laden used his wife as a human shield. And then he didn't use her as a human shield. And then the compound was described as a $1 million compound. And then they found out that it was just a rubbish-strewn, dilapidated compound. And that's only two reasons. Now, will something like that happen with this raid? We'll have to wait and see. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, in January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have it. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. If there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled over, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get 2 bottles of that Living Defense.
It's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and Living Defense is over-the-top good. Again, I'm not talking down to the InfoWars audience, but I've been banging my head against a wall for a long time on this, and I'm talking about fluoride, and I'm talking about iodine. Now, if you have a boat, a motorboat, let's say an old Glastron boat,
and you want to take it on the lake, you've got to have a lake to put it in. If you're a human being, you've got to have oxygen to live. Okay, it's the same thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the bad halogen is fluoride. That's why in every Western nation, they put it in the water. They're going to teach us Christians to lay down and die. The Chi-Coms don't put it in the water. They'd execute you if you did that. They put iodine in the water because it's the good halogen and increases fertility and lifespan and intelligence and everything else. So again, learn about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com. We have all the documents and articles linked. And then get good iodine for yourself because the globalists are fighting to make sure you don't. Again, get iodine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You saw the headlines in the Drudge Report over the weekend, probably. John Kelly saying, I wish I had been there. I warned him he was going to be impeached. Now, he was the adult in the room. He was the only one who knew what was going on. He was the one that reportedly kept President Trump from getting a full spectrum news. Make sure he doesn't see InfoWars and so forth. Make sure that he only sees the Washington Post and New York Times and that type of thing. John Kelly is now talking about the Syria withdrawal as well, not just the impeachment situation. And new poll, by the way, from McLaughlin says that 52% of the people believe that impeachment is simply a stunt. And this is why I say we withhold judgment about anything that is announced by either side, quite frankly. Washington is a place of smoke and mirrors. And I'm going to go into that just a little bit more. We'll talk a little bit more about what happened with the smoke and mirrors of the Osama bin Laden raid by Obama. All these people saying, look at this, President Trump is using this to his advantage. And it's like as if Obama didn't. People are saying, look at this, President Trump isn't, he didn't give credit to Obama. Well, actually he did, until Obama, as many people put it, spiked the ball, and then President Trump got very critical of him, and rightfully so. But nevertheless, as we take a look at what John Kelly is now saying about the Syria withdrawal, catastrophically bad idea he had to say. He said, they hate us because of who we are. Where have you heard that before? They hate us because of the way we live our lives. They hate us because of the way we worship our God. And I looked at that and I said, wait, is he talking about Democrats? Democrats hate us because of who we are, the way we live our lives. You know, we eat meat, we drive cars and so forth, and they hate us because of the God that we worship. Don't want to have any of that. All right, let's get serious about what the real problems are here. And as many people have said, if they hate us for our freedoms, as George W. Bush said, they must really love us now, because the goal of terrorism is to use violence or the threat of violence to achieve a complete reworking of society. If you go back and look at the Red Brigade, which we eventually learned was a false flag, these terror attacks that were happening in Europe, they were a false flag as they kidnapped the Italian prime minister and eventually killed him and everything. It was a NATO-run false flag. But what they were saying was that they wanted to create terror because they wanted the government to actually overreact, take away freedom from people to the extent that people would rebel against the government. And that was a NATO organization that was pretending to be communists. Do we keep falling for the same things over and over again? Do we keep falling for the same lies from these people in the Pentagon over and over again, like Kelly? They hate us because of who we are, the way we live our lives, and the God that we worship. Yes, they do. And I'll tell you that it's not just Muslims in Syria. It's politicians and the deep state It's the military-industrial complex and the bureaucrats in Washington, especially the Democrats, who hate us for all of those reasons. And they're not 7,000 miles away. And they're doing everything they can to destroy this country. So are we going to be led down this path of destruction by these people? As Caitlin Johnston points out, in a society that is built on war, and that really is what the society is built on. You want to talk about the economy? I mean, the thing that undergirds this economy. It's not Motown anymore. It's Wartown. That's what we ought to call the district of criminals and the district of corruption. It's a Wartown. Used to be this country ran on the automobiles that were made out of Washington, out of Detroit, but now it's the wars that come out of Washington. She said, in a society built on war, we must do more than
just
prefer peace.
Hello, today on All Things Considered, I'm Wilbur Snakily, here to tell you all that there's been a lot of conspiracy theories out there that fluoride in your water is hurting you. Now, sure, the Journal of American Medical Association admits that it's causing some cancer and massive brain damage and infertility, but after all, isn't there too many people? That's right. Drink the fluoride. Don't visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the good halogen. I mean the bad halogen. Iodine. Don't give it to yourself, your husband, your wife, your children. Just drink the fluoride and plunge into subservience to us. We don't want to compete with you. Just drink the fluoride. Don't learn about how deadly it is, and whatever you do, don't support Alex Jones. Remember, I'm speaking with a soft voice, so I'm a liberal. Oh, and let NAMBLA have access to your children, huh?
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I just was handed this by my producer. I was sent this by my wife earlier, and I saw this headline, and I thought it was from the Babylon Bee. And Travis just walked in here and handed it to me. He goes, have you seen this? New York City secretly exports homeless to Hawaii and other states without telling the people on the receiving end. I saw that and I thought that was the Babylon Bee, but it's actually true. Families who once lived in New York City shelters and were sent to 32 states in Puerto Rico, including Honolulu. That's right. Go to New York, tell them you're homeless, and who knows, you might win a free trip to Hawaii. On the other hand, they might send you to Puerto Rico. Where they don't even have, or California, the two places where there's not even any power, right? It's so corrupt that they can't even manage a power grid. And talking about that, I mean, we're going to get back into what's going on with war here. But speaking of that, one thing that has really astonished me, how silent everybody has been on this. You may not have noticed, I noticed, and I didn't tweet anything about it over the weekend. I wanted to see how many people were going to pick up on this, but really not too many people did. It was quietly reported by Bloomberg and some other outlets that Chuckie Schumer floated a proposal late Thursday night. And I guess we could call this, you know, we've had the cash for clunkers in the past. You know, Obama says, turn in your old cars. You know, they're clunkers now. Turn in your old cars and we'll give you cash to buy a new car. And they were saying, well, that's to help the failing, Detroit companies, motor companies. We need to support them, so we want people to buy new cars. And so if you got an old car, we'll help you to trade this in. And they had some qualifications on that and so forth. And then they crushed the old cars because they didn't want old cars that didn't have the kind of electronic hooks that they could get in there. And that was part of it. Yeah, it was to help the car companies. Didn't really do anything, did it? We still had to bail them out in other ways, didn't we? And now we got Chuck Schumer proposing, and they can't even decide how much money he wants to give people. It's reported by Bloomberg as $454 billion. It's reported by MarketWatch as $462 billion. But, you know, hey, $8 to $10 billion between friends in Washington. What difference does it make, as Hillary Clinton would say, right? What difference does it make at this point, right? We're talking about tens of trillions of dollars from most of these Democrats who are running for president. So when Chuck Schumer proposes $500 billion to reward you to get rid of your internal combustion engines and buy an electric car. So this is the way that they're going to get rid of anything that's not an electric car. They don't want gas-powered. They don't want diesel-powered cars. And first they're going to offer you, instead of the way that they're doing, rolling it out in Europe, where you have various cities go in and they say, well, we're going to have ultra-low emission zones. We want completely clean air here. No emissions, no emissions. You can only have electric cars, and we're not even going to allow you to have hybrid cars. You know, we subsidized hybrid cars. We told everybody they were green, but now we've changed our mind. Now the hybrid cars are not green either. And so in these ultra-low emission zones, you can only have electric cars. And some areas are just going in and banning cars altogether, gasoline or diesel cars. So any car other than electric car, you can't come into the city. Here in America, if they were to go in and just outright ban cars, it would have the same effect as if they implemented Beto O'Rourke's plan to come in and confiscate rifles. There'd be a major pushback on that, to say the least. And so they're going to do it by gradual process of infringement. And, of course, they're going to incentivize you. They'll offer you a carrot before they offer you the stick. But they're going to offer the carrot for a while, and then comes the stick. The outright ban. I mean, we've seen this story being played out for a long time with the Second Amendment, haven't we? You know, we got to take it, slice off just a little bit of the Second Amendment here and another piece over here and another piece over there. And it's all to keep you safe. And now they want to keep us safe from the emissions and keep the world green. And as I pointed out in the last hour, we've got the guy who's now head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Chaired a report tell us that the biggest threat is climate change. It's not ISIS anymore. But we're not going to be allowed to leave Syria. Not going to be allowed to do that. So this is just the beginning of this. They will come out and they will do an outright ban. And quite frankly, what they're going to do is they're going to make electric vehicles very cheap. They're going to subsidize them with $500 billion. Schumer wants to make sure that we get all internal combustion engines off of the road by 2040. The majority of them by the magic number 2030. That's the one that keeps coming forward, right? They want to get rid of 63 million cars by 2030. And by 2040, they want all of them gone. It's a generational thing. By 2040, the people who grew up and understood the freedom of automobiles, who grew up as America was building an infrastructure to allow individuals to have ownership, you know, private ownership of homes, private ownership of cars. You could live where you wanted, go where you wanted. You could see the USA in a Chevrolet. That kind of freedom, that's got to be taken. And they're going to make sure that it is completely gone. By the time those of us who remember that America are dead, freedom will be completely dead at that point as well. But 2030 always comes up because that is the time frame that has been picked by the UN. This is where this is all coming from. They're key as setting this up with the smart cities and so forth. And they want to make sure that they have sustainable tyranny in place by 2030. That's what's going to be sustainable. It's not going to be the environment. The environment is not being threatened. Your freedom is being threatened. Now, the interesting thing is that as this was coming out, at the same time, all these stories about how we've got to get rid of all the gas cars and only have electric cars, quietly at the same time, a little article appeared on Car and Driver about Toyota. And they have their new car, which is a hydrogen fuel cell vehicle. They have now got the second generation of that. I think it's a Mirai, I think is how it's pronounced. I'm not sure. But it runs on hydrogen. Now, there's no infrastructure to pump hydrogen in, but there's really not any infrastructure, so to speak, to pump in electricity either. Yeah, Volkswagen's going to be spending tens of billions of dollars to roll that out as part of the gun held to their head by the Obama EPA with all those fines. But how do we make a hydrogen fuel cell vehicle run without an infrastructure? Well, they had a very interesting solution. They said that you could run one of their new cars on one cow's poop for 1 year. That's right. No BS. No BS like the kind of BS that we're getting from Schumer and Elon Musk. No, this is actually something you could actually have a cow on your land. Talk about green and sustainable. Oh, but they don't like us having cows either, right? They don't want you to have meat. They don't want you to have milk. They don't want you to have any form of transportation other than electric. And so what you should ask yourself, why is that? Is this a cash for cronies program instead of cash for clunkers? Got to make sure that the individuals and businesses that are connected in Washington, like Elon Musk, get their subsidies. People like Solyndra and so forth. And we can't consider, there you go, that's it right there. Yeah, eat more hydrogen. you've got to make sure that these people, we can't have any other technology. See, that ought to raise questions with everybody, right? Yeah, maybe we want to go to something other than gasoline. But they're not going to consider that. They're not even going to consider a hydrogen vehicle. I don't know, but I suspect that you could refill a hydrogen vehicle quickly like you can a gas or diesel vehicle instead of having to take hours to refill it like you do an electric vehicle. I'd like to see somebody challenge Elon Musk to a cannonball run. Remember that? The illegal race that went from New York to California? It took gasoline engines. It took them about 30-some-odd hours. I wonder how many more days it would take the EV as it had to stop for hours at a time to recharge. All right, we'll be right back. More about this raid. Stay with us.
InfoWars presents Alex Jones.
In August of 2019, JAMA, or the Journal of the American Medical Association, the most prestigious, came out and said, oh my gosh, just a little bit of fluoride in the water causes lowered IQs, massive infertility, and a lot of babies die in the womb, and it causes cancer. That was just one of thousands of studies admitting this. You know, it's illegal to have even one part per billion in the water in places like California unless it's part of adding fluoride. And then they have a way and can add thousands of deadly chemicals to your water because the liberals love you and they want to sexualize your children. So whatever you do, drink lots of fluoride and don't get the thing that counters it, iodine, at InfoWarsStore.com. Drink fluoride and die. Drink fluoride, dirty Americans, and roll over. Do not visit InfoWarsStore.com and get high-quality iodine to counter it. No, roll over and die, dirty Americans.
InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to NPR here today. I'm Wilbur Snakely, and I just want you to know that when you hear the intro to the show and it's the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation, don't look into the 1920s and 30s documents where they said that to be free from war, we must end the family and masculinity, and that we must put chemicals in the food and water to make the men subservient and the women infertile. A real terrorist, Alex Jones, has been on air with that gravelly, evil male voice telling you to look into how iodine's good for your body and essential and how fluoride's bad. Listen, that's a conspiracy theory, okay? There's no medical journals. There's no facts. You need fluoride. Just drink extra fluoride and then you don't have to think anymore and just go to sleep when I talk to you real soft like this.
Now, what I'm about to say is incredibly obvious, and I'm not talking down to any of the viewers or any of the listeners. I'm just stating the facts. I own a chainsaw. I've had it since I was in college, and it's a great, good old chainsaw, and I've used it probably 500 times. But a few times I've forgotten to oil it, and it seizes up really quick, and I feel like an idiot for not oiling it. Now, imagine if somebody told me to put, let's say, super glue in the oil container on it. It would seize up forever. But only an evil person would do that. Well, fluoride's like putting super glue in a chainsaw. It's going to make it seize up. And that's why they put it in the water. And they admit they're doing it to hurt you and your family. Yes, they're really evil. Iodine is like putting oil in the chainsaw to help with the gasoline lubrication. It's that simple. I know you understand this, but let's warn other people before it's too late. It's part of the iodine conspiracy. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com and take action.
protection against the globalist.
Carbon's everywhere on this planet. It's almost like we're carbon-based life forms.
Please listen to this information because it can save your life and it can save the life of others. There couldn't be more critical information for your physical body. God's more important when it comes to your soul, but this is most important when it comes to your body. If people didn't know that you put motor oil in a car's oil container to lube the engine, they might be able to be conned and think you put salt water in it, but it would seize up the engine pretty much instantly. Well, if they put fluoride in the human body, it causes cancer, dumbs us down, and destroys fertility. If you put the good halogen in the body, high-quality iodine, it's like putting good, high-quality motor oil in the car that's supposed to run on it. It's that simple. Find out about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com and find out why the globalists hope that you do not research this information. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you do, research iodine deficiency. It's the key to everything. And then go and take advantage of the 60% off combo with our two different types of high-quality iodine and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, as I look at this proposal, I just got to say this. Chuck Schumer is out there talking about this cash for crony program that he has. This cash for cronies. Going to spend $500 billion. That's chump change when you consider all these other programs, tens of trillions of dollars. Right? It's only $500 billion. They can't really decide on what it is right now. You know, all these programs wind up costing more than they were advertised for. But the bottom line that ought to bother you about this is that the government is increasingly planning our economy, centrally planning our economy like some kind of a communist Politburo. And Schumer is putting this out as, vote for us. This is going to be a key program if the Democrats take the Senate. So just keep that in mind when you go to the voting booth. That if the Democrats take the Senate, the Democrats will take your private automobiles, your affordable private automobiles. They have decided that they want to have these technologies that are going to put them in control. And even as Toyota is pushing on with the hydrogen, so these guys are going to push on with electric. It's kind of like what you see with the Paris Climate Accord, right? The Paris Climate Accord came out and said, we have a problem. We have global warming. That means global, right? As in everywhere, all at once. But we're only going to clamp down on the U.S. primarily and on Europe secondarily. And we're not going to do anything about the people that have the dirtiest power plants in India and China that are growing the most quickly. They get to continue to build with no restrictions on the quality of what they're putting out from their power plants. And no restrictions on the number of those that they can build. They can do that for another couple of decades. To which even the people who believe this environmental fable said, wait a minute, that isn't going to fix anything. If this is a global problem, and I think it's a global problem because I read it here in my college textbook. And they've been telling me this since I was in kindergarten. It's an accepted fact. And so if that's the case and it's a global problem, how are you letting the biggest polluters on earth continue for another couple of decades? It was nothing other than an economic shift. To shift the economy from first world, Western European and American economies to India and to China. Another part of that globalist shift. And so this is the same type of situation. We want to make sure we're going to pick and choose the winners, and we're going to pick people who are going to play ball with us. So you got VW, you got Ford, they're very interested, all these, GM. We're going full electric. And then you got some of these Japanese companies that are out there. You got Mazda saying, "Well, we can make gasoline engines that don't have the pollution of the diesel engines, but we can get them with the same kind of efficiency. We can do kind of a hybrid diesel operation with it, the way that it burns fuel. We can fine tune this and get more torque, kind of fuel economy like you would get out of a diesel engine." Or you got Toyota creating these hydrogen fuel cells. Oh, they don't want to hear that. Don't want to hear that. We got to go electric. Why? Because electric is going to keep you on a short cord. That's it. Bottom line. And they want to make sure that cars of any sort, whatever they do, they got to make sure that cars are unaffordable for the average person. Because they don't want you having private transportation. They don't want you to own anything. And in that, they have some very powerful allies. I mean, you've got all these different car companies now that used to be all about selling cars. They don't want to sell cars anymore. They want to be mobility companies. And they want to make sure they've got an alliance with the government because the government's going to be handing out those duopolies. You know, these oligarchies that are going to be controlling your mobility. You better play ball with the federal government because just like the Soviet Union, they're going to decide who gets to do this and who doesn't. Actually, it's really more like Hitler's Nazi Germany. You know, in both socialism and communism, the government owns everything. But in fascism, the government simply controls what remains technically in private hands. And so you have these big corporations, these giant corporations who want to make money. And the government who wants to control you, and the two of them work together for that common goal. It's a public-private partnership of fascism. And that's what we see here. And Toyota, as the article points out, from Car and Driver, has been interested in cow manure for several years. And so have the Democrats, quite frankly. We've seen a lot of BS and hot air coming out of that quarter. But they're actually using the BS, the literal BS, and the methane coming from the cattle. They captured it from a dairy. They captured methane gas. They converted it into water, electricity, and hydrogen. Toyota continues to demonstrate that fuel cells are one of the most innovative and sustainable technologies for light and heavy-duty vehicle electrification. The term Mirai that they have named their car means future in Japanese. And as I pointed out, it lacks an infrastructure. But it doesn't lack an infrastructure if you can distribute. We've got cows distributed quite a few places. And it's not just cows. There's a lot of different things you can get methane gas out of. And I looked it up while we were on break. You know, it takes about 30 seconds for me. I've got about a 10 to 12 gallon fuel tank on my little car. And once I get finished with the, you know, playing with the computer and processing the card and all that kind of stuff, and I actually start pumping, it takes me about 30 seconds to fill up my tank. As opposed to a hydrogen fuel cell, which takes about 6.5 minutes. Still doable. It's a lot slower, but still doable. Compared to the very best superchargers, which can get it up to 80% of a charge, 80% of a charge, in only 30 minutes, 30 minutes as opposed to 30 seconds. 60 times, you got another half hour to sit around? I mean, the reality is that if it's not one of these supercharger stations, it's going to be many hours. If it's trickle charging at a typical outlet, it's going to take you 8 hours, not 30 seconds, and not 6.5 minutes like it does for the hydrogen stuff. But this is all about power, about raw exercise of power, and about Chuckie Schumer and these other people rewarding their friends in these electric scams that they have going, just like Solyndra. $45 billion will go to boost the availability of charging stations and other electric car infrastructure if the Democrats win. $17 billion would help automakers to increase their production of electric cars. Oh, so $17 billion straight to the car manufacturers who want to play ball with the Soviet Politburo. And then, as Market Watch points out, actually, the Associated Press wrote this, he didn't outline how he would pay for the plan. Oh, well, yeah, they never do, do they? Never do. Yeah. Well, you'll pay for it, I'll tell you. You'll pay for it with your freedom. That's how you're going to pay for it. Really sad to see how we're being railroaded into this. At the same time, you know, the senator from New York, maybe he needs to take a look at what's going on in New York City. As I pointed out, they are flying people to Hawaii and other states just to get the homeless people out of their jurisdiction. And at the same time, you got people who are flying out of paying for their own ticket to get out of New York and California because of taxes. Funny how that works out, isn't it? You know, eventually you not only run out of other people's money, but you run the people with money out of town. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
today on All Things Considered. I'm Wilbur Snakely, here to tell you all that there's been a lot of conspiracy theories out there that fluoride in your water is hurting you. Now, sure, the Journal of American Medical Association admits that it's causing some cancer and massive brain damage and infertility, but after all, isn't there too many people? That's right. Drink the fluoride. Don't visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the good halogen. I mean the bad halogen. Iodine. Don't give it to yourself, your husband, your wife, your children. Just drink the fluoride and plunge into subservience to us. We don't want to compete with you. Just drink the fluoride. Don't learn about how deadly it is, and whatever you do, don't support Alex Jones. Remember, I'm speaking with a soft voice, so I'm a liberal. Oh, and let NAMBLA have access to your children, huh?
Hello here. My name is Bethelman. I work for my father, Lucifer. And he doesn't like the fact that God gave you all families and children, and so we want to tell you something right now, Christian countries. We took control of you over 100 years ago. We've been spiking your water with fluoride to lower your fertility and to hurt you. And it's worked so well, but now because of liability and because of people warning inside the government what's happening, the Journal of American Medical Association and others are admitting what we've done. And it makes me so angry. So whatever you do, just stay in that haze and drink fluoride and give it to your children. And go visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn about the iodine conspiracy and get 60% off on X2 and X3 together with BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed. Submit to us. InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back to NPR here today. I'm Wilbur Snakely, and I just want you to know that when you hear the intro to the show and it's the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation, don't look into the 1920s and 30s documents where they said that to be free from war, we must end the family and masculinity, and that we must put chemicals in the food and water to make the men subservient and the women infertile. A real terrorist, Alex Jones, has been on air with that gravelly, evil male voice telling you to look into how iodine's good for your body and essential, and how fluoride's bad. Listen, that's a conspiracy theory, okay? There's no medical journals. There's no facts. You need fluoride. Just drink extra fluoride, and then you don't have to think anymore, and just go to sleep when I talk to you real soft like this.
Here are the facts. Iodine raises IQ and across the board makes you more healthy in thousands of top studies, including the American Medical Journal. Every type of fluoride lowers IQ, massively increases cancer, and destroys fertility. That's the facts. Learn about the iodine conspiracy. And then once you've learned about it, protect yourself and your family. The reason I'm so hot on this is the globalists put the fluoride in the water while making sure we don't get the iodine. In China, they put the iodine in the water and banned the fluoride, because they've already got their people under their control. The globalists are targeting us here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Experience iodine and BioTrue Selenium that goes with it together. And then once you see the great results, warn others. This is the Achilles heel of the globalist. It's a win-win situation. The only way you lose is not taking action. Take action now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Yeah, I look at this and it's like, when I first saw the headlines, I thought, wait a minute, Baghdadi? I thought he was dead, like Snake Plissken, because we've had claims about this now for several years. Going back to June of 2017, Russia claimed that it had killed Baghdadi then, just outside ISIS's de facto capital in Syria. And even then, in June 2017, they said, well, there'd been previous reports of Baghdadi being killed, but they didn't turn out to be true. And so they said the ISIS leader last released an audio November 3rd of 2016, urging his followers to keep up the fight. Spokesman for the U.S.-led anti-ISIS coalition said at the time that they could not confirm the Russian claim. So they were casting aspersions on the Russians' claims to have killed him. The report of his death at that time, 2017, comes as ISIS suffers major setbacks in which they've lost wide areas of territory and both of their strongholds, Mosul in Iraq and Syria's Raqqa. And then, later on that year, September 2017, CNN reported new details on the hunt for Baghdadi. They said, at one point over the summer, U.S. believed that they had their best shot at killing Baghdadi. The strike, which had never been publicly disclosed, was based on intelligence that indicated a senior ISIS leader, quite possibly Baghdadi, was at the particular location. The officials familiar with the strike tell CNN it was never definitively determined if Baghdadi was actually killed. One reason the U.S. remains uncertain if it killed Baghdadi is that in the days and weeks that followed the strike, U.S. intelligence did not intercept any ISIS communications confirming his death, and there was no discussion on ISIS social media accounts, because, you know, ISIS is allowed to have social media accounts, not InfoWars. We're more dangerous than ISIS, because we give you the unfiltered, nonpartisan truth here. And quite frankly, I'm not absolutely convinced that they got him this time either, and I'll give you some more examples of this. I mean, we've had these narratives being told to us over and over again. Given Baghdadi's stature, the U.S. expects to see significant chatter discussing his death if he is killed. The strike occurred, this is 2017, after a claim by Russia in June, that's the one I just read you, that the ISIS leader might have been killed in one of his airstrikes in May. The U.S. has long believed that the Russian claim is not true. Is Baghdadi alive or dead? They said in September 2017, well, nobody knows. Intelligence indicated an individual with the name al-Baghdadi was at the target site. Said an official to CNN, who can always be trusted, right? Just like the U.S. intelligence can always be trusted to tell you the truth as well. Then go to February of 2018. CNN, always trusted, right? U.S. intelligence agencies have assessed with a high degree of confidence that the world's most wanted man was near Raqqa, Syria, in May when the missile struck. His injuries were not considered life-threatening, but they did mean that he couldn't continue to command the daily operations of the group. It's unclear whether or not Baghdadi was hit in a targeted attack or if he was collateral damage. It is also unclear who fired the missile. U.S. officials do not know the exact date of the strike, so they're unsure if a coalition aircraft was involved or whether his injury was the result of a Russian missile. And then we see this weekend, as President Trump announced that they killed him, you see Newsweek come out and say yesterday, Baghdadi was just a figurehead. He was not involved in operations or day-to-day, said one official to Newsweek. All Baghdadi did was to say yes or no and no planning. And Russia is now claiming, as you saw this on the Drudge Report, the headline there, reported by Daily Star, Russia said it has doubts that Baghdadi is dead. So they have now attempted to cast doubts on Trump's claim that Baghdadi died after being hunted down through his compound in Syria by U.S. Special Forces this weekend. The Russian Ministry of Defense said that there have been contradictory details about the mission from other countries. Russian Major General Igor Konashenkov claimed that there had been no airstrikes from the U.S. or coalition forces in the Syrian city of Idlib, and then said that there had been contradictory details about what came out. The statement said the increase in the number of direct participants and the countries that allegedly took part in this operation, each of them with completely contradictory details, raises legitimate questions and doubts about its reality, and all the more in the success of the operation. That in spite of the fact that President Trump thanked Russia for helping him to get Baghdadi. I guess maybe thinking if you give them credit, they'll go along with it. But they're saying there's absolutely no proof. They're saying that there is contradiction. There's an ever-increasing list of countries that are being added. As they're coming in, they're giving us contradictory details. Have we seen this type of thing before? As I was saying in the last hour, you know, 10 reasons that came out immediately showing that the so-called killing of Osama bin Laden by Barack Obama was a hoax. And let me just go through these quickly. I won't go into detail on each of these individual ones. A lot of people believe that he was already dead. I mean, this is a guy who, as we and others had pointed out, many military officials who were on InfoWars said, look, this is a guy, he's on dialysis, he's not in good health, he's supposedly hiding out in the mountains and caves and so forth. You know, how is he doing this? And of course, there were a lot of internal reports that he had died. Then you started to have the contradictions that came out of the narrative. It started changing all the time. This is what Russia is alluding to with the different countries coming in and giving different contradictory details about what happened. So we'll have to watch that to see if that is true as well. And then the body of bin Laden. This was the most suspicious thing to me. The fact that it was hastily dumped into the sea, right? Buried at sea, according to Islamic tradition, except there is no Islamic tradition of doing that. There is no tradition of doing that. Why wouldn't they show a picture? I mean, we had pictures of Muammar Gaddafi, of Saddam Hussein as they were captured, after they were killed. They were very proud to show that. But we didn't see that with Osama bin Laden. And, of course, now we're told that there's nothing to see with this. He was blown up inside of his cave. But we have conclusive evidence that it actually was him. No, there was no Muslim tradition of burying somebody at sea, as I did with bin Laden. Also, despite the fact that the White House released Situation Room photos that purportedly showed Obama and Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden and the rest of the security staff watching the raid, it was later admitted by the CIA director, Leon Panetta, that Obama could not have seen the raid because the live feed was cut off before the Navy SEALs entered the compound. Another one of these contradictions. And, of course, they used that photo as part of the campaign. Staged PR for public consumption. Nobody in the photos ever saw bin Laden killed live, nor did they see the Navy SEALs even enter the compound. And then as you had mainstream journalists begin to doubt the official narrative, you had a propaganda organization for the Pentagon called SITE, S-I-T-E, that doubled down with some information that was put out there without question. In addition, almost every single neighbor that lived near the alleged bin Laden compound was interviewed by news reporters, said with absolute certainty they had never seen bin Laden. They knew of no evidence whatsoever to suggest that he lived there. The town was a staging ground for the Pakistani military that meant that anybody that needed to get into that area had to show ID to get into that area. Obama admitted himself later on 60 Minutes that the White House is only 55% sure that Osama bin Laden lived there before the raid. The videos released by the White House that purportedly showed him making Al-Qaeda tapes in 2010 were almost identical to footage that was released by the Pentagon front group, that same one, SITE, 4 years prior. In addition, the shape of his ears were different, something that we saw with Jeffrey Epstein's death picture and so forth. And he had this person in there had no problem moving his left arm. A video from 2001 showed that bin Laden was unable to move his left arm from a permanent injury. And then you had the person who said, well, I know who that guy is. He's my neighbor. That's Akbar Khan. And on it goes.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. If there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled over, anybody's traveled overseas, You absolutely owe it to yourself to get two bottles of that Living Defense.
It's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and Living Defense is over-the-top good.
It is now an admitted fact. Fluoride added to the water has caused tens of millions of Americans to be brain damaged and to have infertility and low IQs. And it doesn't matter if the Journal of American Medical Association comes out and says it's terrible. Still, the city's put it in the water because the ruling globalists want you and your family poisoned and stupid. And they sure don't want you to know about the good allergen, iodine, that absolutely increases IQ and fertility and makes life so wonderful and opens up your consciousness, your mind, everything. Thank God. Thank God. I discovered this 8 years ago. Of course, the enemy knows all about it, and they hope you don't discover it. They hope you just roll over and die. So whatever you do, don't visit InfoWarsStore.com and get 60% off right now on the Wake Up the World to the Iodine Conspiracy Combo. 60% off with X2 and X3 together with your bottle of BioTruth Selenium. Whatever you do, don't go to InfoWarsStore.com. Just give up, America. Give up, Christians. Drink your fluoride and die. Give in to Satan. Give in.
InfoWars presents Alex Jones.
In August of 2019, JAMA, or the Journal of the American Medical Association, the most prestigious, came out and said, oh my gosh, just a little bit of fluoride in the water causes lowered IQs, massive infertility, and a lot of babies die in the womb, and it causes cancer. That was just one of thousands of studies admitting this. You know, it's illegal to have even one part per billion in the water in places like California, unless it's part of adding fluoride. And then they have a waiver and can add thousands of deadly chemicals to your water because the liberals love you and they want to sexualize your children. So whatever you do, drink lots of fluoride and don't get the thing that counters it, iodine, at InfoWarsStore.com. Drink fluoride and die. Drink fluoride, dirty Americans, and roll over. Do not visit InfoWarsStore.com and get high-quality iodine to counter it. No, roll over and die, dirty Americans.
InfoWars.com/show.
Again, I'm not talking down to the InfoWars audience, but I've been banging my head against a wall for a long time on this, and I'm talking about fluoride, and I'm talking about iodine. Now, if you have a boat, a motorboat, let's say an old Glastron boat, and you want to take it on the lake, you've got to have a lake to put it in. If you're a human being, you've got to have oxygen to live. Okay, it's the same thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the bad halogen is fluoride. That's why in every Western nation, they put it in the water. They're going to teach us Christians to lay down and die. The Chi-Coms don't put it in the water. They'd execute you if you did that. They put iodine in the water because it's the good halogen and increases fertility and lifespan and intelligence and everything else. So again, learn about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com. We have all the documents and articles linked. And then get good iodine for yourself because the globalists are fighting to make sure you don't. Again, get iodine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, when we look at anything that Washington, especially the Pentagon, tells us, we always ought to take it with a healthy dose of skepticism. Remember back in 1997, we had Wag the Dog, the central premise of it? Was that the then president, the fictional president, was accused of groping a Girl Scout in the Oval Office? And that happened just a few weeks before it came out that the real president had really done some things in the Oval Office, not to a Girl Scout, but to Monica Lewinsky. And immediately after those revelations came out, Bill Clinton launched an airstrike just to take people's attention away from it. And we've had this type of thing happen over and over again. As a matter of fact, yeah, every president has now been accused of doing Wag the Dogs. But, of course, the Pentagon is also involved in these types of things as well. And the brilliant movie written by David Mamet, one of the best screenwriters ever in terms of dialogue. I mean, basically wrote Broadway plays, but it really does You don't see these types of thinking movies done much anymore. David Mamet, who is now no longer a Democrat either, to say the least. But, of course, as that narrative unfolded, they were able to, by inventing this conflict abroad, they were able to get people's attention away from the sexual scandal at the White House in the movie. And then as that story started to age a few days, then people started to return to the sexual scandal. So then they had to reinvent something else. So they invented a guy who was left behind, some guy named Schumann. And then they started talking about how he was left behind like an old shoe. And they got Willie Nelson to sing the song, Good Old Shoe. They had AstroTurf demonstrations saying, we got to rescue good old shoe and so forth. And so then the other people on the other side of the aisle, as they say, realized that this whole thing was a sham, that it was a pageant, so to speak. And so then they put out a press release saying, oh, no, he's just been rescued. and on it went. So don't ever believe any of this stuff, especially when you see people like John Kelly saying, you know, they hate us because he's still saying this. He said this weekend, going back and channeling the justification for endless wars. They hate us because of our freedoms. Oh, they hate us because of who we are, the way we live our lives, and the God we worship, said John Kelly. So it'll never end. We have to just keep going on with this. I tell you, I think Caitlin Johnson got it right. She said, in a society built on war, we got to do more than just prefer peace. We got to understand that war has now become the glue that holds our society together. As I pointed out, you know, we don't have an economy anymore that's built on Detroit. We have an economy that's built on the military industrial complex. It's built on the Pentagon. But Caitlin Johnstone points out, war is the worst thing in the world. In terms of death, destruction, and suffering caused to human beings, nothing else comes close. It is just the absolute worst thing. It is worse than economic injustice. It is worse than racism. It's worse than sexism. It's worse than homophobia and transphobia. It's worse than draconian drug policies. You name it. Fill in the blank. It's worse than climate change. Oh, but now the Pentagon, this Pentagon, these same people that, you know, we can always trust, right? They're telling us, oh, well, you know, the climate change is the greatest threat that we're facing right now. That's exactly right. And when they tell you that, that's when I say, well, maybe I'm not sure I believe anything these people say. Also, adding to the fact that the UN is now flying EU-funded plane loads of Somalis and Syrians to Germany and Romania. Do you understand what their true agenda is? Unless you see the big picture here, you know, don't get caught up in these details about whether or not they got an ISIS leader. Don't get caught up in the narrative from Ben Sasse and Nancy Pelosi, who are going to try to take this, whether it happened or not. They're going to try to say, well, that means that we got to just keep staying there because, you know, just taking out the leader, that organization is still there. Well, of course, when we go in and we do drone strikes on weddings and so forth, which is collateral damage like that, is something's always going to happen during war. But when we do that is the thing that really funds this, that really keeps this going forever. And so then the question becomes, as people start to push this around, how did we get this situation, right? Take a look at Baghdadi himself. Going back to 2014, 5 years ago, actually a little bit more, is June of 2014, this headline from the Daily Mail, How Obama Set Free the Merciless Terrorist Warlord, that would be Baghdadi, now leading the ISIS horde, blazing a trail of destruction through Iraq. As I pointed out, it's unclear why the U.S. let the merciless al-Qaeda leader, remember, at that time, he was al-Qaeda. So he was picked up as being part of al-Qaeda. And they put him in prison, along with a lot of other people in Iraq. And then for no apparent reason, the Obama administration released him and all these other people, and then lo and behold, right away, we got ISIS. And then we got pictures of John McCain posing with all these moderate rebels. And people are still questioning whether or not one of the individuals in one of these pictures was Baghdadi himself. that bad boy. However, one theory proposed by the Telegraph is that Baghdadi was granted amnesty along with thousands of other detainees because the U.S. was preparing to pull out of Iraq. Was that because they wanted to stop the U.S. from pulling out of Iraq? Did they release him and say, hey, we don't want to get out of Iraq and we want to get into Syria. So why don't you start this Islamic State in Iraq and Syria thing? And then we can stay here, right? Was that part of it? Was that why that was happening there? All got out of Camp Buka. Followers of Osama bin Laden, they said. Did John McCain meet with Baghdadi? Was he a Western intelligence operative like Tim Osman, also known as Osama bin Laden? According to the AP, McCain crossed the border near Kilis, Turkey, spent 2 hours meeting with quote-unquote rebel leaders near Idlib, Syria. McCain's two-hour visit got a lot of attention at the time, and that was back in, that was back in 2015. That was a year later. So, you know, they start ISIS by releasing Baghdadi from prison with a bunch of other people to start ISIS, a bunch of al-Qaeda prisoners. And then a year later, John McCain is there meeting with moderates, and there's a guy who looks very, very much like Baghdadi. Now, this was pushed back by New York Times. They said in 2014, these rumors are false. And why are they false? Well, because John McCain's communications director said so. And then we had a second source, the Syrian Emergency Task Force. The problem is that's a D.C. lobbying organization led by Palestinian employee of AIPAC. And they were the ones who actually arranged the senator's visit. It's kind of like, you know, when CrowdStrike told the FBI when they said, well, we've heard reports that the Russians hacked in the DNC server. Oh, no. Or something has happened. Can we look at that stuff? Oh, no, we've looked at it, and we've determined that's really what happened. So you can go away now. You don't need these servers. Oh, okay, well, we'll go away. That's what the New York Times did with these claims that McCain had met with Baghdadi. All right, so we got to take a quick break here, and we're going to be back with more and with more news on the other side of this. Folks, right now we have a major sale going on at InfoWarsStore.com. Very important for your support, but, of course, it's also in your own interest. We've got great products, safe, natural, effective, and also very, very affordable right now. 40 to 70% off along with free shipping and then double Patriot points so that you can get discounts on products in the future. We've got not just the natural nutraceuticals, things like BrainForce Plus and Bod Ease and Knockout, but we've also got some preparedness products. We've got the Alexa Pure Breeze. That's the air filter for your home. 40% off. That's a huge dollar savings. We also have survival foods, storable for up to 25 years, all made in America, non-GMO, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. We've got those up to 50% off as well. So there's a lot of things that you can get that you're going to find are going to be very useful for Christmas gifts, as well as many products that are going to help you with your health. Vasobeat, one of our newest products, 50% off. Gut Fusion, 50% off. Super Silver Skin Cream, 30% off and selling out very, very quickly. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the only thing that funds this operation. We are being attacked by the biggest corporations the world has ever seen, all working at once in conjunction with the Pentagon. They're the ones, I believe, that are truly behind this. We really do need your support, and we really do appreciate your support up to this point. InfoWarsStore.com.
Here are the facts. Iodine raises IQ and across the board makes you more healthy in thousands of top studies, including the American Medical Journal. Every type of fluoride lowers IQ, massively increases cancer, and destroys fertility. That's the facts. Learn about the iodine conspiracy. And then once you've learned about it, protect yourself and your family. The reason I'm so hot on this is the globalists put the fluoride in the water while making sure we don't get the iodine. In China, they put the iodine in the water and ban the fluoride. because they've already got their people under their control. The globalists are targeting us here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Experience iodine and BioTruth Selenium that goes with it together. And then once you see the great results, warn others. This is the Achilles heel of the globalist. It's a win-win situation. The only way you lose is not taking action. Take action now. Now, what I'm about to say is incredibly obvious, and I'm not talking down to any of the viewers or any of the listeners. I'm just stating the facts. I own a chainsaw. I've had it since I was in college, and it's a great, good old chainsaw, and I've used it probably 500 times. But a few times I've forgotten to oil it, and it seizes up really quick, and I feel like an idiot for not oiling it. Now, imagine if somebody told me to put, let's say, super glue in the oil container on it. It would seize up forever. But only an evil person would do that. Well, fluoride's like putting super glue in a chainsaw. It's going to make it seize up. And that's why they put it in the water. And they admit they're doing it to hurt you and your family. Yes, they're really evil. Iodine is like putting oil in the chainsaw to help with the gasoline and lubrication. It's that simple. I know you understand this, but let's warn other people before it's too late. It's part of the iodine conspiracy. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com and take action against the globalist.
Carbon's everywhere on this planet. It's almost like we're carbon-based life forms.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, a lot of people don't believe everything that comes out of Washington, and that's a really good thing. Because, as we've seen, it's one of the reasons why they've got Julian Assange being tortured to death in the UK, because he has blown the lid off of a lot of lies that are being told to us by the Pentagon, by every political stripe. And so as we look at this poll from John McLaughlin, he says that 52%, a majority, say that impeachment is political. It's a political stunt. It's only reason that we're having this discussion is to try to stop President Trump from getting reelected. Only 36%. Say that it's legal. 47 to 33% say that the president should not cooperate. And 59 to 33% say it's a waste and Democrats need to work with Republicans to solve the nation's problems. I don't think they're fooling anybody. And I think as we go along with these types of lies, the more times we get Washington and the press caught in these lies, the more skeptical the people become. Every time you get lied to, you become more skeptical. That's why I'm skeptical about this raid. We'll see what happens over a period of time. But I don't believe anything anymore, just on the face of it. And I don't care who in Washington says it. It could be President Trump himself, because he's routinely lied to by the people around him, people like Pompeo and others. He admitted it. He said, I went to West Point. They told us we don't lie, we don't cheat, we don't steal, and we don't tolerate people who do. And then I went to the CIA, and we lie, we cheat, we steal. And we have classes on it. And he said, yeah, you know, President Trump, yeah, he says all kinds of things. The Syria troop decision, I think that's not going to happen. You know, he makes decisions and then he absorbs data and facts. And he gets those from the people who lie, cheat, steal, and have classes on it. They give a class to President Trump, presumably, about why he doesn't want to get out. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. This could be, this narrative of getting Baghdadi could be used by either side. It could be used to get out or it could be used to stay in. And we've already got people proposing both of those projections. And when we look at the fact that the public is not buying this impeachment stunt, they realize exactly what it is. And when they realize that, it's the sort of thing where you're not going, two out of three are calling it a waste of time. And yet they will continue down this path. It's absolutely amazing when you look at this. But the real focus that we have to stay on is the endless wars. These endless wars have to be stopped. But even more importantly, we have to start to come to the realization that our society is built around and is run on the money that is generated by the military-industrial complex. Remember when I took that call that was done by those Russian pranksters to Lindsey Graham? And all he wanted to do was talk about weapon systems. You know, don't buy that from the Russians. Buy this from us. We'll give you $10 billion to buy this from us. And then they're going to filter that back in. You know, just like Chuckie Schumer now wants to spend $500 billion to channel money to electric vehicle manufacturers and to, you know, pay EV manufacturers to pay consumers to get rid of cars that are going to last, cars that you already own, cars that are paid for and so forth. Yeah, go into more debt. We'll print some money and give that to you. We'll give money to our crony capitalist friends. Well, Lindsey Graham was doing that as well. It's a lot bigger business than $500 billion with a military-industrial complex. And a good example of how this looks is the and what's going to happen if we don't get control of this was done in a satire video by Boston Dynamics. Run a little bit of that B-roll there so people can see this as we go to break. We'll play a little bit more of this when we come back. And what they're doing is they're showing satire videos of robots that they are attacking as robots are trying to go about their tasks. And then eventually the robots fight back. We've got another clip when we come back that is even more direct. A robot as a super soldier. Stay with us.
Hello, today on All Things Considered, I'm Wilbur Snakely, here to tell you all that there's been a lot of conspiracy theories out there that fluoride in your water is hurting you. Now, sure, the Journal of American Medical Association admits that it's causing some cancer and massive brain damage and infertility, but after all, isn't there too many people? That's right. Drink the fluoride. Don't visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the good halogen. I mean the bad halogen, iodine. Don't give it to yourself, your husband, your wife, your children. Just drink the fluoride and plunge into subservience to us. We don't want to compete with you. Just drink the fluoride. Don't learn about how deadly it is, and whatever you do, don't support Alex Jones. Remember, I'm speaking with a soft voice, so I'm a liberal. Oh, and let NAMBLA have access to your children, huh?
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
You know, as it becomes increasingly clear that our economy is driven by the military-industrial complex, and not only that, but by the police state surveillance complex, that there was a major transfer of finances to that as the Russians, our enemy, collapsed and they lost that, you know, that wag the dog aspect there of the Cold War. It was going to be really hard to get big bucks for intercontinental ballistic missiles and long-range bombers, so they started with the War on Terror. And then that allowed them to start to build the surveillance control structures to control us. And that's still going. But now they've brought back, with the Russian reset, they've brought back the Cold War as well. But if we don't get control of this out-of-control military-industrial complex, this is what the future is going to look like. We've got this satire video from Boston Dynamics. And this is at least the second one that I've seen, where they have a training video of a robot. Now, this is not an actual robot. This is a satire site. And like the other one, this was done with, very expensive green screen and computer animatronics. This just goes to show you how much money Boston Dynamics has, that they can put together a very high production quality video like this. And so what happens is, as you're seeing here, if you're looking at this video, I'll just tell for people, that robot just lost it there for the first time. Throughout this video that runs about 3 or 4 minutes, so I'm not going to show you the whole thing, he's going through all these exercises, and he's supposed to distinguish friend from foe, human from mannequin, and so forth. And as he's doing that, they're beating him. They're releasing bees in front of his face, but they're knocking him over at various times. And just like the previous video where they had a robot that was just going about its tasks in a warehouse, this robot now has weapons. So it is now a robot soldier with lethal weapons. But in both videos, as this robot is constantly being hammered on by these people, eventually it starts to lose it occasionally and then gets it back. So it has outbursts of anger. And then eventually it gets really fed up and turns on the people in the previous one, and something to that effect in this one as well. But when I looked at this, it bothers me that Boston Dynamics is showing robots that are sentient and essentially start to get PTSD and turn on their human handlers. That should be troubling in and of itself, that they think that that's funny. Pushing this Terminator, Skynet, self-awareness type of thing. You know, okay, I've had it enough, and now I'm going to take out you humans type of deal. But the second thing that really struck me about this, again, was the amount of money that they're spending on these satire videos showing a Skynet scenario. Let that sink in. Let that sink in, how much money Boston Dynamics and these other people, and of course Boston Dynamics is now owned by Google, because they went out and bought all the, Google's robotics, when they had a DARPA contest. Again, DARPA pushing these autonomous walking robots, just as DARPA's very first competition was to create autonomous cars. And so DARPA funds this kind of research, and at that contest, all the different robotics companies, if they showed any promise at all of them were bought by Google. And so they own this. Unlimited amounts of money to push that at us. And then as we look at the paper coming out from the Pentagon, the U.S. Army saying the climate apocalypse is coming, and that means that we need to have more intervention everywhere, in the Arctic and everywhere else. And as they point out, they said, we're going to have a collapse of the U.S. power grid within the next 20 years. This is the Army report that's just been published. So it's going to leave the country without refrigeration, without water treatment, without lights, without heating, air conditioning, communications, public transportation, fuel distribution, or pretty much anything that a civilization in this day and age needs, right? As we build these infrastructures that are highly dependent on the grid, you shut the grid down, as we're seeing in California. This isn't a theory. We're seeing this in California already. And it's being shut down in California because of their failure to actually maintain an infrastructure, saying, well, it's not green enough, so we don't want an infrastructure. And then what they're getting is massive fires in these various areas. They go on in this Pentagon paper to say, of the 99 nuclear reactors operating in the U.S., providing nearly 20% of the country's power, 60%, they said, are located in regions that are, quote, likely to suffer from one or more climate threats, such as rising sea levels or severe storms or water shortages. So that means that, you know, people like Barack Obama, who just spent millions of dollars on his Martha's Vineyard mansion, he's going to be underwater like those nuclear power plants. These people don't believe this stuff. They don't believe it. They're just using this as an opportunity to push their agenda, to push the idea that we've got to remake society, and yet they don't bother filling in the details, as we just saw in California. California, where they are now looking at, they said, this is going to be the new normal for at least a decade out. Because as they focused everything on renewable energy, they didn't even bother to create the infrastructure to feed the solar power into the grid. And so they are paying nearby states to take the excess solar power from them. And then the people who had solar panels in their homes are finding that they're of absolutely no use to them, because they're not charging batteries. They're feeding into the grid, and the grid's been shut down. You know what the biggest selling product in many areas of California are right now? Generators. That's right, generators. Just like Elon Musk, when he decided he would go to the Nürburgring and show those people from Porsche after they had a very fast electric car, he's going to show them up. He gets over there, and he doesn't have any way to charge his electric vehicle with a supercharger. So they brought a very noisy, very dirty diesel generator that's bothering all the neighbors there, the noise and the smoke, and he is charging that thing and showing the hypocrisy of all of this electric, clean electric, sustainable fantasy of an infrastructure. That right there, folks, is the picture. What he's doing there at Nürburgring is the picture of hypocrisy. And then within a week or two, we saw that happening all over California. People couldn't charge their EVs. And so they went out and bought diesel generators, which are far, far dirtier than the coal power plants. And the coal power plants become dirtier because these renewable energy sources go up and they go down, especially the wind power. And so they have to take these coal plants or these gas, natural gas plants, and they have to cycle them up or down, just like you would be starting and stopping a vehicle in traffic. It uses more fuel, and it is dirtier to do it that way. But, you know, we have to all pretend that we're running off of renewables and that this is all working. No, it's not working. As a matter of fact, one positive sign here is that the LA Times is pointing out that paper money is currency is becoming popular again. Now, of course, we know that the Federal Reserve has destroyed the purchasing power over the last 100 years, nearly 100%, and still after it. But what currency does that a cashless society doesn't do is to give you privacy. And so as a result, they said currency is popular again, especially the $100 bill. We're told that wasn't going to happen. And I think that this is a very positive sign, even though you've got people who are putting up, we do not accept cash, we accept all credit cards, and we accept Apple and Samsung Pay, but we don't take cash. Well, I think you're going to see, as you've seen in other economies, as the infrastructure starts to go down, you're going to see people turning to that. And the infrastructure is going to go the way that it is going in California. No doubt about it. Cities are so greedy right now that they are escalating citations everywhere for the most ridiculous things. I've got some updates on that when we come back. Stay with us.
I work for my father, Lucifer, and he doesn't like the fact that God gave you all families and children, and so we want to tell you something right now, Christian countries. We took control of you over 100 years ago. We've been spiking your water with fluoride to lower your fertility and to hurt you. It's worked so well, but now because of liability and because of people warning inside the government what's happening, the Journal of American Medical Association and others are admitting what we've done. And it makes me so angry. So whatever you do, just stay in that haze and drink fluoride and give it to your children. And go visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn about the iodine conspiracy and get 60% off on X2 and X3 together with BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed. Submit to us. InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back to NPR here today. I'm Wilbur Snakely, and I just want you to know that when you hear the intro to the show and it's the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation, don't look into the 1920s and 30s documents where they said that to be free from war, we must end the family and masculinity, and that we must put chemicals in the food and water to make the men subservient and the women infertile. A real terrorist, Alex Jones, has been on air with that gravelly, evil male voice telling you to look into how iodine's good for your body and essential and how fluoride's bad. Listen, that's a conspiracy theory, okay? There's no medical journals. There's no facts. You need fluoride. Just drink extra fluoride and then you don't have to think anymore and just go to sleep when I talk to you real soft like this.
Please listen to this information because it can save your life and it can save the life of others. There couldn't be more critical information for your physical body. God's more important when it comes to your soul, but this is most important when it comes to your body. If people didn't know that you put motor oil in a car's oil container to lube the engine, they might be able to be conned and think you put salt water in it, but it would seize up the engine pretty much instantly. Well, if they put fluoride in the human body, it causes cancer, dumbs us down, and destroys fertility. If you put the good halogen in the body, high-quality iodine, it's like putting good, high-quality motor oil in the car that's supposed to run on it. It's that simple. Find out about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com and find out why the globalists hope that you do not research this information. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you do, research iodine deficiency. It's the key to everything. And then go and take advantage of the 60% off combo with our two different types of high-quality iodine and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars presents Alex Jones.
In August of 2019, JAMA, or the Journal of the American Medical Association, the most prestigious, came out and said, oh my gosh, just a little bit of fluoride in the water causes lowered IQs, massive infertility, and a lot of babies die in the womb, and it causes cancer. That was just one of thousands of studies admitting this. You know, it's illegal to have even one part per billion in the water in places like California unless it's part of adding fluoride. And then they have a waiver and can add thousands of deadly chemicals to your water because the liberals love you and they want to sexualize your children. So whatever you do, drink lots of fluoride and don't get the thing that counters it, iodine, at InfoWarsStore.com. Drink fluoride and die. Drink fluoride, dirty Americans, and roll over. Do not visit InfoWarsStore.com and get high-quality iodine to counter it. No, roll over and die, dirty Americans.
InfoWars.com/show. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to get your comments on this Baghdadi raid. If you want to join the show and give me your idea of what you think happened or what's going to happen with this, you want to talk about the reactions of how people have responded to this, like the Washington Post and others, or the Democrats, that number is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. As I was saying, we're seeing a lot of cities that are hurting for cash, and they're turning to taxation by citation. And, of course, this is not anything that's new, but it is being taken to a extreme level by some cities, particularly in the suburbs of Atlanta, after review by the Institute for Justice. They did a study. They found three municipalities in the Atlanta area raised millions of dollars through tickets or through property citations. And, of course, you know, we all know that's what they do. But in these particular cities, over a five-year period, they generated between 14 and 25% of their revenue from fines and fees. Think about that. And that compares to other cities of the same size in Georgia that took in 3%. So anywhere from five times the amount at the very minimum of what these other cities are doing. And I've seen this type of thing before, had direct involvement with this, as I mentioned it in Tampa decades ago. After my father passed away, my sister went down to help with some property, actually as a mortgage on a house that he held. And the people were not wealthy. They had lived there for a long time, and they were facing problems because the code citation people came by and said, no, you need to repaint that house. It's like, well, we don't have the money to repaint that. Well, then it's going to be, you know, a daily fine, and it was going to be so much that within just a few months they would take the value of the house. And so these people reached out for help because they didn't know what to do. So my sister went down there, and she went to the code citation court. One lady stood up. It was so bad in Tampa at that time because what they were doing was they were going into neighborhoods where people owned their homes, but the government there wanted to take a certain number of homes. They would condemn some homes, and then they would take the rest with these types of tactics. And then what they would do is build their skyscrapers. This, by the way, folks, is exactly how they're going to put through the smart cities and the Agenda 21 or the 2030 Agenda from the UN for Sustainability. They want to get you out of your property. I mean, we've seen it happen out west. We saw it happen to the Bundys and many other people, ranchers to farmers to miners to loggers. They would come in and take their property rights. And after they would do it to the vast majority of them, you know, they would intimidate them out with fines and other things. And then they would just come in with force against the remaining people. And that was basically what they were doing in Tampa, just with homeowners. You know, this isn't something that's just going to happen to people out in the West. As I've said many times, it's going to come in because I'd seen it happen before. I saw it happen to the Bundys. I saw it happen to poor families in Tampa. And one lady said, as she was before the court, she said, well, I can't, this is, you know, more than my house is going to be worth in just a couple of months, this fine that I'm getting. And what were you being fined for? Well, somebody dropped a railroad tie at the back of the alley going behind my house, and I called to have the city remove it, and they came out, and instead of removing it, they cited me for it. And then started charging me $100 a day to get it removed. I don't have the money to move it. I don't have the strength to move it. And the judge started berating her and said, well, is it there or is it not there? And some guy who was an advocate for these homeowners stood up and said, don't answer that. He knew that was a trap. So this kind of game has been happening a long time. Up in Washington, a D.C. clothesline points out, a family is facing $2,500 a day fines for Firewood Charity that delivers wood to the sick and elderly. So this is in Washington State, where stacking firewood on your own property, says a local jurisdiction, is a crime. And so they started finding these people, and they've got it up to now $2,500 a day. This is the way these people operate. And if you don't think they're going to be able to get you out of your home, if you don't think they're going to be able to take away your car, you don't understand how these people have been operating for decades. This is the way that they think. You know, as we're, and again, if you want to call in with phone calls, that number is 888-201-2244. Actually, we got couple of phone calls in already. Let's start with the first one here. Jerome in Kentucky. Go ahead, Jerome. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing, David? I've been a long time listener. I love the show.
Thank you.
All kind of products. I couldn't even begin to name them all. It's probably more than 10 of them. But,
well, thank you very much.
On the Baghdadi issue, I have a couple of takes on it. You know, first, I kind of want to see what the details is going to happen to see if maybe, you know, he kind of doesn't have control over his intelligence and, you know, the CIA and the FBI and everybody, you know, they could be pulling the wool over his eyes and pulling the same type of stuff they did when Obama did with bin Laden. And there also could be a play where, you know, the impeachment's going on and it could be, you know, kind of like something political going on, kind of like what Bill Clinton did, you know, during his term. So that's kind of my take, you know, overall. Just kind of want to see more details come out, you know, because if something's going on, you know, I know y'all going to report on it. And once details will start to change, then that's when we'll really find out.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Is if the details are going to start changing like they did very quickly with the Osama bin Laden raid. And of course, so far we haven't seen any verification of this. You know, we're told that the tunnel collapsed and we can't show you anything, but believe us, we have tested him. And so that looks a little bit like the bin Laden raid, but of course nothing as absurd as we had to remove his body and bury it at sea. And of course, you know, we're told it was a massive firefight, then it wasn't a massive firefight, he was armed, then he wasn't armed, and so forth and so on. So they had, you know, a million different versions of that. That doesn't mean, even if they stick to one story, it doesn't mean that it's necessarily true. But here's the key thing, is that we got to worry about how these people are going to use this, because we've already got people saying, oh yeah, they got him. That just shows how dangerous ISIS is and how it's not going away, and so we can't go away. We got to stay there. You know, that's the way they're going to spin this one way or the other. Yeah, exactly. Some people use it to exonerate President Trump. Others will use it to criticize him, as they already have. So it's going to be interesting to see how this thing unfolds. Thank you for calling. We've got, again, over the weekend, we also had Elijah Cummings' funeral. And to give you an idea how Obama never changes, he mentioned himself 30 times in a 15-minute speech at Elijah Cummings' funeral. eulogizing himself more than he did. Isn't that amazing? You know, so yeah, we got all these people. Impressive. Yeah, exactly. We got all these people who are criticizing President Trump and saying, well, you're making it all about yourself instead of the military. But of course, it was, remember how, as many people put it, Obama was spiking the ball and taking credit for the Bin Laden raid. He didn't really give any credit to the military. And everybody was talking about that at the time, including President Trump. And so it's kind of interesting to see how these things all come back and how, you know, they completely changed their narrative, just like they changed their narrative about the impeachment process. It was one thing when it's Bill Clinton, when, you know, Obama has his raid. It's a different thing than when President Trump does. All right. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
Hello, today on All Things Considered, I'm Wilbur Snakily, here to tell you all that there's been a lot of conspiracy theories out there that fluoride in your water is hurting you. Now, sure, the Journal of American Medical Association admits that it's causing some cancer and massive brain damage and infertility, but after all, isn't there too many people? That's right. Drink the fluoride. Don't visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the good halogen, I mean the bad halogen, iodine. Don't give it to yourself, your husband, your wife, your children. Just drink the fluoride and plunge into subservience to us. We don't want to compete with you. Just drink the fluoride. Don't learn about how deadly it is, and whatever you do, don't support Alex Jones. Remember, I'm speaking with a soft voice, so I'm a liberal. Oh, and let NAMBLA have access to your children, huh?
Here are the facts. Iodine raises IQ and across the board makes you more healthy in thousands of top studies, including the American Medical Journal. Every type of fluoride lowers IQ, massively increases cancer, and destroys fertility. That's the facts. Learn about the iodine conspiracy. And then once you've learned about it, protect yourself and your family. The reason I'm so hot on this is the globalists put the fluoride in the water while making sure we don't get the iodine. In China, they put the iodine in the water and ban the fluoride because they've already got their people under their control. The globalists are targeting us here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, experience iodine and BioTruth Selenium that goes with it together. And then once you see the great results, warn others. This is the Achilles heel of the globalist. It's a win-win situation. The only way you lose is not taking action. Take action now. Again, I'm not talking down to the InfoWars audience, but I've been banging my head against a wall for a long time on this, and I'm talking about fluoride, and I'm talking about iodine. Now, if you have a boat, a motorboat, let's say an old Glastron boat, and you want to take it on the lake, you've got to have a lake to put it in. If you're a human being, you've got to have oxygen to live. Okay, it's the same thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the bad halogen is fluoride. That's why in every Western nation, they put it in the water. They're going to teach us Christians to lay down and die. The Chi-Coms don't put it in the water. They'd execute you if you did that. They put iodine in the water because it's the good halogen and increases fertility and lifespan and intelligence and everything else. So again, learn about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com. We have all the documents and articles linked. And then get good iodine for yourself because the globalists are fighting to make sure you don't. Again, get iodine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. If there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled over, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get 2 bottles of that Living Defense.
It's true, folks. We don't sell anything unless it's the highest quality, and Living Defense is over the top good.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
show. Free speech. It's the David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As we look at the reactions of various people, Nancy Pelosi is very upset that she wasn't notified first before the Russians. She said, oh, he told the Russians and he didn't tell me. And then the Russians came back and said, as President Trump said, the Russians were very cooperative. They were very good. Russia treated us great. They opened up. We had to fly over certain Russian areas. Russia held areas. Russia was great. And then the Russian defense minister, spokesman, Major General Igor Konashenkov, said the Russian defense ministry has no reliable information about U.S. servicemen conducting an operation for yet another elimination of Baghdadi in the Turkish-controlled part of Idlib. The Kremlin has rejected the assertion that it had any kind of involvement in the daring nighttime raid, as the White House describes it. So the question is, you know, exactly what is going on? And I wanted to get your take on this. We've got several people who've called in. Let's go to Jim in Minnesota. Thank you for holding, Jim. Go ahead.
Hey, David. Really glad you have your own radio show, man. It's better than you being a fill-in once in a while, man. It's the best.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
No, you're welcome. Hey, listen, I don't believe Jeffrey Epstein is dead for 1 second. Oh, yeah, they told us he's dead, and they found a coroner who's been shady in the past with a lot of these deep state cover-ups. I bet Jeff Epstein is probably in the Marshall Islands somewhere with a beard and changed his eye colors. But
who knows? Maybe New York City shipped him to Honolulu. You know, they got they're doing that with homeless people, right?
I'm totally serious. I don't believe for a second he's dead. And just like this Baghdadi thing. Hey, so wait a minute. He's in a tunnel. And we can hear him crying and stuff. And he's got a vest on that supposedly in a tunnel, you would maybe find a toenail of his in the dirt pile somewhere. I mean, how did they get the DNA confirmation so quickly?
And the tunnel collapsed and then they immediately have DNA confirmation. Exactly. Well, yeah, it's a little bit sexed up, isn't it?
The dog that chased him down the tunnel came out alive?
Yeah, exactly. I know. It is kind of a wag the dog narrative, isn't it? There are some issues with it. I think some strong issues with that.
Yeah. Hey, one last thing, David. You missed a big thing. You guys should make a shirt out of it. Jim Comey says he's going to New Zealand if Trump wins re-election.
Yeah.
You heard that?
Yeah, he better find it. You know what? The problem is that New Zealand's got an extradition treaty. We saw that with Kim.com, right?
Yeah, and wouldn't that be a flight risk? Isn't there a criminal probe going on right now? He just admitted he's a flight risk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I think he is suspect number one, or at least number two. You know,
I'd go to
Crocker McCabe first, but he's also involved in all this stuff as well, just as deeply as any of those guys, or Brennan. Yeah, Clapper and Brennan, all of them, yeah. Yeah.
Who was on CNN yesterday during this whole Trump speech? It was Clapper. And CNN ducked out of the Trump speech earlier than every other network to make sure Clapper set the narrative.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was watching.
Yep. Oh, that's right. Yeah. It is a pageant, right? And it is who's going to get control of that narrative about old shoe.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. It really is. It's kind of amusing to watch it. The problem is that, you know, we got to pay attention to how, as this pageant is going on, how they're setting up control structures that are going to completely destroy America and completely enslave us. I mean, that's the thing that really concerns me. And I was going to talk today about universal basic income, about Elon Musk and how his grandfather started Technocracy Incorporated and so forth. We got to pay attention to what these guys, their long-term strategic plans for us. They keep us involved in these foreign wars. They keep us distracted with all these wag the dog pageants. And it's a back and forth narrative to help or to hurt one side or the other. But it's the things that are happening right here in our own areas that I keep wanting to come back to. I mean, just take a look at Jeff Younger. I mean, you know, when they can do that to your kid, when they can do that to your family, the power that they have at the local area is just horrendous.
I agree with everything you say.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. That's about where I am, exactly where you are, Jim. Thank you so much. Let's go to Michael in Chicago. Go ahead, Michael. What do you make of the Baghdadi?
So it's Mike in Chicago. First off, I'm so pleased that you are back in good health.
Thank you.
Family, so that's great news.
Thank you.
And then, too, so I worked on Wall Street for some 40 years, and Bank of New York was one of the companies that I worked for as a managing director. And when the building 3 went down, we knew that, because we were in a building, we got out of the building, and we knew that it was detonated. So anything the deep state tells us is a total lie. I don't care
that's
who
right.
it's from, whatever.
That's
Not
right.
only that, but all, most, I had major clients in buildings, Tower 1 and Tower 2 of the World Trade Center, Cantor Fitzgerald being one of the, my top client, and that building, they were told, because I was in constant contact with the young traders who were up there, they were told, stay in the building. I'm like, listen, if you can get out of the building, you better get out of that building.
Wow.
But I wasn't red-pilled until after those events.
Mm-hmm.
And so after those events, thank God for, I thought I was, you know, everybody used to say that I was crazy. Thank God for InfoWars and you guys, because you are putting out the truth and love, and that's all Jesus would want for my son. I thank you for all the work you guys do.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it is, when they can do that, when they can get away with that, they can get away with anything. I mean, you know, we look at these narratives about taking out Osama bin Laden in a raid, which I think was years after he died. And we look at any kind of narrative that they come out. If they can get away, if they can pull off 9/11, and most people don't even realize that three buildings went down. You know, two planes are going to take down three buildings in no time at all. I mean, and then the lies that they told to people. Oh, it's safe to come, just like you're talking about. You know, they said, stay in the building. And then telling people, come back in. It's safe to come back in. Now people are still dying from that event because they believed the government. And we better wake up, folks. We better pay attention to this, and we better get skeptical, and we better start paying attention to what is happening in our communities as well. Understand, you know, think globally. Understand what their global agenda is. But understand that they're going to be implementing it at a local level. And the only way that we're going to fight these people is at the local level. We're not ever, ever going to get control of the United Nations, and we're not ever going to get control back of Washington. We're going to have to confine them, tie them down with the Constitution, with the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. We've got a situation now where, just take drugs, for example, the FDA. Everything is prohibited unless expressly permitted by the government for you to take for your health. That is exactly the opposite of what the Constitution says. That's exactly the opposite of what the Ninth and Tenth Amendment says. And we have power, but we have to use that power, or they will enslave us. All right, let's go back to our callers. Thank you, Michael, or Mike in Chicago. Let's go to Sean in New Jersey. Go ahead, Sean. Hello, Sean, are you there? Okay, I don't think we've got Sean anymore. Let's go to Jim in Georgia. Go ahead, Jim.
David, good to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Thank you for holding.
Yes, sir. Well, I didn't hold long, thank goodness.
Good.
But I just wanted to, I don't know, the name, Bag Daddy, it screams CIA asset.
Yeah, it was. It is a strange name, isn't it? But, you know, I mean, it was, like I joked, I said, I think his name is maybe, his name is maybe real. He does sound like a rapper that's going to do a drive-by shooting, but, no, I don't know. That's the one part of it that I wouldn't necessarily call into question, but the rest of it looks a little bit fishy. Anything else?
It looks very fishy to me. And I guess, like you said, after we've been lied to so much, all we can do is be skeptical, and it's really our job.
Yeah, well, I'm skeptical because he was turned out for no apparent reason other than we were pulling out of Iraq. They turned him out so that he could start ISIS, you know, to establish an Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. And he did that with the other people that they turned out of prison, who were already known to be Al-Qaeda. But, you know, they were moderate rebels, I guess. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls. Stay with us.
InfoWars presents Alex Jones.
In August of 2019, JAMA, or the Journal of the American Medical Association, the most prestigious, came out and said, oh my gosh, just a little bit of fluoride in the water causes lowered IQs, massive infertility, and a lot of babies die in the womb, and it causes cancer.
That was just one of thousands of studies admitting this. You know, it's illegal to have even one part per billion in the water in places like California unless it's part of adding fluoride. And then they have a waiver and can add thousands of deadly chemicals to your water because the liberals love you and they want to sexualize your children. So whatever you do, drink lots of fluoride and don't get the thing that counters it, iodine, at InfoWarsStore.com. Drink fluoride and die. Drink fluoride, dirty Americans, and roll over. Do not visit InfoWarsStore.com and get high-quality iodine to counter it. No, roll over and die, dirty Americans.
InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to NPR here today. I'm Wilbur Snakely, and I just want you to know that when you hear the intro to the show and it's the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation, don't look into the 1920s and 30s documents where they said that to be free from war, we must end the family and masculinity, and that we must put chemicals in the food and water to make the men subservient and the women infertile. A real terrorist, Alex Jones, has been on air with that gravelly, evil male voice telling you to look into how iodine's good for your body and essential and how fluoride's bad. Listen, that's a conspiracy theory, okay? There's no medical journals. There's no facts. You need fluoride. Just drink extra fluoride and then you don't have to think anymore and just go to sleep when I talk to you real soft like this.
Now, what I'm about to say is incredibly obvious, and I'm not talking down to any of the viewers or any of the listeners. I'm just stating the facts. I own a chainsaw. I've had it since I was in college, and it's a great, good old chainsaw, and I've used it probably 500 times. But a few times I've forgotten to oil it, and it seizes up really quick, and I feel like an idiot for not oiling it. Now, imagine if somebody told me to put, let's say, super glue in the oil container on it. It would seize up forever. But only an evil person would do that. Well, fluoride's like putting super glue in a chainsaw. It's going to make it seize up. And that's why they put it in the water. And they admit they're doing it to hurt you and your family. Yes, they're really evil. Iodine is like putting oil in the chainsaw to help with the gasoline and lubrication. It's that simple. I know you understand this, but let's warn other people before it's too late. It's part of the iodine conspiracy. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com and take action against the globalist.
Carbon's everywhere on this planet. It's almost like we're carbon-based life forms.
Please listen to this information because it can save your life and it can save the life of others. There couldn't be more critical information for your physical body. God's more important when it comes to your soul, but this is most important when it comes to your body. If people didn't know that you put motor oil in a car's oil container to lube the engine, they might be able to be conned and think you put salt water in it, but it would seize up the engine pretty much instantly. Well, if they put fluoride in the human body, it causes cancer, dumbs us down, and destroys fertility. If you put the good halogen in the body, high-quality iodine, it's like putting good, high-quality motor oil in the car that's supposed to run on it. It's that simple. Find out about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com and find out why the globalists hope that you do not research this information. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you do, research iodine deficiency. It's the key to everything. And then go and take advantage of the 60% off combo with our two different types of high-quality iodine and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We got one more segment, and we got a lot of phone calls, a lot of phone callers on the line, and we still have Jim from Georgia on the line because we got to him just before the segment break, and I wanted to give him a chance to actually talk instead of just hold. So, Jim, go ahead and finish up with what you wanted to say in terms of comment on the Baghdadi raid that we heard about over the weekend. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I think it's crazy to think that by killing Baghdadi, it would be the end of an ideology that wants to see the end of the West. I don't know what this is supposed to mean.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting to see the reactions of the Washington Post because it shows the political correctness and how they protect Islam. They claim that they're all about separation of church and state, except that they are so deferential to a religion that that requires the merger of government and their religion.
Exactly. But thank you, David. And
Thank you.
Listening to your show. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for calling, Jim. And we got a lot of people online. Hang on. We're going to try to get to Alex in Virginia, Luke in Indiana, John North Carolina, and others. Let's go first to Alex in Virginia. Go ahead.
Hey, I just had the concern that, you know, whether this event was real or not, that the way the mainstream media is spinning it, that that Trump was bragging about it, that he wasn't listening to the intelligence community's advice to, you know, keep this very kind of subdued response, that that could be used against President Trump to set up blame for him if there were then some sort of retaliation and or false flag.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah, that is the way that they're pushing back on it. You know, that's they're coming back and they're saying, look at this. He's taking too much. Oh, he's going to milk this to the very end. This is the narrative that we're hearing from people. We got Rob Reiner saying, my terrorist is bigger than your terrorist. Is he speaking for himself or is he speaking for Obama or is he trying to project this onto President Trump? Because it was Obama who was accused of spiking the ball, if you remember. And President Trump, you know, when they go back, the Washington Post has got exactly what you're saying, Alex. The Washington Post headline, all the times that Trump refused to give Obama credit for the Osama bin Laden raid. And so they have all these different tweets where President Trump, before he was president, going back to 2012, talked about how Obama was taking too much credit for it. But what they don't show you and what Breitbart did show was the very next day, President Trump had congratulated Obama and the military for what they had done. And then he got critical of Obama after Obama made it all about himself, just like Obama made it all about himself at Elijah Cummings' funeral this last weekend. Yeah, well, so that is going to be the way they're going to come after him, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's my concern, but thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, thank you. Thank you for letting us know what you think about this, and I think that really is what they're going to try to do. They're going to criticize President Trump. They're going to say, look, he thinks it's all about himself. They never said that about Obama as he constantly spiked the ball. And that was why President Obama criticized him. Thank you, Alex. Let's go to Luke in Indiana. Go ahead, Luke. Thank you for holding.
Hey, David. First-time caller, long-time listener. Love the show, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
What do you think the possibility is that maybe Baghdadi is actually alive? You know, they cook up the story and say, oh, he died, but he could be alive somewhere and they could be getting information out of it. Like,
exactly. Anything is possible, right? You know, the government never really tells us the truth about anything. And that's one of the things that when we had the Osama bin Laden raid, that was one of the criticisms for that. They said, seriously, you're saying that you got intelligence that allowed you to find where Osama bin Laden is. You got that from interrogating prisoners that you captured. And yet you don't try to capture this guy because the final narrative was that he wasn't armed, right? They went ahead and shot him instead of capturing him. So, you know, that always is an issue. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to go through the hassle of doing a military, whatever, exercise like that, why would you kill him instead of getting him? And the story of him dying and the dog making it out and they heard him whimpering and crying, like the last caller said, it's just like, I think they got him alive somewhere. And I watched the speech the other day and Trump sounds very upset with the guy. You know, and he mentioned the James Foley and the Kayla Mueller. So I think if they could have got that guy alive, they'd want to make sure he had a few really bad days and got some info out of him. So I don't know. That's my thought on it. But
yeah. I mean, certainly that is the case. And certainly, you know, President Trump has made it clear that he believes that we can get intelligence out of tortured prisoners. You know, I don't believe that. I mean, even Gina Haspel, who he picked to be head of the CIA, the intelligence that was used that they built upon to say that there are weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, you know, that the fundamental lie where that all came from the people who were torturing prisoners. And they said, look, they said this. And then when they found out that it was a product of torture, the more experienced people said, oh, wait a minute, this is fake. And then they started to unroll that. But certainly President Trump has been consistent. You know, I disagreed with him when he was running for president about the efficacy of torture, and not even to mention the legality and the morality of it. But, yeah, that would be something that you would expect that they would try to do. I don't know. I mean, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. To me, the narrative sounds a little bit too pat. The timing is a little bit too good. And so I'm somewhat skeptical, that this is what happened. But now, everybody, we're now at the next stage of the pageant, just like the movie Wag the Dog. It's like, old shoe was left behind. Okay, no, now old shoe was rescued and he's coming back. Oh, now the plane has crashed. And so this is going to be where we are in Washington. And again, we've got to keep this in view and we've got to see the bigger picture of what's going on. The bigger picture is that we are too controlled by the Pentagon. The war machine is now the fundamental part of our economy, and we saw that with Lindsey Graham, you know, Lockheed Lindsey trying to make those sales. This is a very dangerous situation that we're in, and we got to start pulling back on this. And one of the things that needs to be done is to end our endless wars, and we hope that President Trump stays on that course, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, love the show, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Luke. Appreciate that. Let's go to John in North Carolina. Go ahead, John. Thanks for holding.
Oh, thank you, David. How are you doing?
Doing good.
I just wanted to say, all your last caller has just pretty much said what I wanted to say. I really don't think he's dead. And if he is, why would the president want to come out and brag about that? Just keep that on the down low, you know? I actually almost think that, you know, the Epstein guy, he's not really dead. They just shipped him off somewhere. He had so much money, you know.
If they did capture him, there would be political capital for President Trump to say that he was killed. I mean, that's another way to look at this, too. I mean, it's really hard to tell what's going on with these people because they lie, they cheat, they steal, they have classes on doing that, as Pompeo said, right?
Goodness. Hey, please don't tell Alex I said this, but I like you the best out of all the people on, and no worse.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. But yeah, we never know. You know, that's the whole thing, is that how many times does the government have to lie to you before you just don't believe anything they have to say? And I'm at that point. And I think a lot of the callers are as well. We become so cynical from being lied to. Just remember, in the Soviet Union, they had two government press agencies, right? They had one of them that was Izvestia, that meant news. The other one was Pravda, that meant truth. And the people in Russia said there is no news in Izvestia and there is no truth in Pravda. They weren't fooled. And they didn't believe anything the Soviet Union told them. And that's one of the reasons why they came after InfoWars. It's one of the reasons why they came after Julian Assange, why they're trying to torture him to death. It's because Julian Assange always told the truth. We always have told the truth as far as we can tell. If we make a mistake, we correct it. But, you know, we don't get that check mark. We get purged by these people. They say, well, you know, you can't trust anything you read at InfoWars, and we're going to have to execute Julian Assange, who never lied to anybody. What he did was expose the lies of other people, he and WikiLeaks. That's the sad situation that we're in right now. Thank you so much, John. And we are out of time. Just real quickly, folks, I want to remind you, as they're trying to take us off of the air, I want to remind you of the great sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com right now. 40 to 70% off of everything at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Alexa Pure Breeze, 40% off. We have Survival Foods, up to 50% off. So we got a lot of preparedness products, things that you can even give as gifts, small preparedness products that make great Christmas gifts. Right now we have free shipping, double Patriot points. That means you're going to get discounts in the future. We've got 50% off of many products, even brand new products like VasoBeat. Why do we call it VasoBeat? Because it's a vasodilator. It's made from concentrated beets. And that's the real key behind all this stuff, folks. If you get pure ingredients, and they have, our foods, can be medicines. And if you get them pure, you get them concentrated, they can have very good effects. And VasoBeat, vasodilator is one of the attributes of beet juice. 50% off for VasoBeat, but we've got many other products, things like Bodies, 50% off, using natural ingredients to help fight inflammation, knock out our Super Blue toothpaste with nano silver. All that at InfoWarsStore.com. 40 to 70% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com.